Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I'm in hard coaching.
Welcome to the Clark Talk Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street racers from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is the Clocks Off Grudge Street Talk Radio Show, and I am your host, Big Sham. I'm just trying to get in here from work, y'all, so please forgive me. But another good week, one more Thursday, and as far as I'm concerned, another good topic. Let me get through my announcements. Matter of fact, wait a minute, hold on, let me see something. I'm sorry. Okay, let me go through these announcements right quick. Race schedules. Well, no, first and foremost, let me do clocksoff.com. If you're not posting on there, you need to go and check out this website, clocksoff.com. It is our sponsor. It is everything that's going on with grudge racing across the country, especially in the Midwest. I'm just biased because I'm from the Midwest, but you can post things on there. You can find out what's going on, who's saying what races are going on, what talk shows is on, whatever you want to do or find out about grudge racing, street racing, racing in general, you can go to clocksoff.com. As far as races are concerned, coming up that I know of right now, Long Island Joe, April 26th, Piedmont, North Carolina. That's going to be a great race. May the 25th at Buzz Creek. He's also having, that's Long Island Joe also, Buzz Creek, Maryland, on May 25th. Let's see, Voss. No, let's try to go a little bit in order, sort of. Big Drag. Big Drag is having something down in Saxon, Missouri on May the 17th. Another great race. Mark these on your calendars. Who else is it here? Okay, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, oh, what a doozy, Street Cars, Streetable Cars, June the 7th at No Limit Raceway. It's on one more again, y'all. One more again. It's going to be a great event. I'm looking for everybody to come out. It should be a humdinger. Lil Tony and the Motor City Mafia, July the 26th, Midwest Grudge Nationals at US 131. If you haven't heard about these races yet, I'm here to tell you about them, but I know everybody's heard, so I'm just trying to keep you informed and keep you hungry for these dates. The weather getting better in Chicago, and I'm assuming in Michigan. Yeah, last week it was a lot going on in Michigan, from what I understand. But nonetheless, the weather's getting better, y'all, and everybody is anxious to see some grudge racing. Brother Voss and Bobby Wildchild, June the 28th in Albany, Georgia. Another great race. And so forth and so on. I'm just trying to keep you up to date with the ones that's upcoming. Is Big Fred on this line? Let me see. I want to let him do an announcement. Big Fred, if you're on the line, hit the one button, because I don't see you. I don't see you right now. 6527. Yeah, I don't see you up here. But nonetheless, when he does come, I will let him in. I do have a co-host, but I don't see him on here yet. I hope he's feeling okay, but I'll let him in when I see him come in. Today's topic. Let me go to the topic, y'all. All this controversy. I figured we should talk about this today and try to get some kind of come to some type of conclusion, get some kind of knowledge, understanding about this subject. And the subject is the DP man. Who should that be? Should he get paid? And or do we really need him? Now, I'm gonna open up a line or two. I'm gonna tell y'all what I think in a second, but let me open up these lines. See what y'all got to say. Stokes, your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What's happening, Brother Stokes? How you feel, babe?
Man, nothing much, man. I'm all right. I'm doing good.
Oh, well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Old Faithful is what I call you.
Yeah, you know I got you, man. I'm going to show you all the support I give you, all the support I got, man.
Man, that's what's up, and I appreciate it. You got something for me on this topic today?
Like, with the DP, man, it should be somebody, man, that you can really trust, man. You know, somebody you can trust, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or just somebody based that's trustworthy, holding the money that you know that ain't going to be on no game, and it's going to call it straight down the middle. You know, whether depending on who the two races are,
mm-hmm.
they call it straight down the middle. That's just the thing.
Yeah. But what, you know, in my, I understand that. That's a good point, but what about somebody that doesn't know the person? You know, like just say somebody comes from out of town and somebody is a DP man for them. They don't particularly know the person personably. You know, they might know him, but they don't really know him. What happens then?
Well, oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I say if the guy that I'm racing, I should be able to, I can't say that either, man, because you don't understand me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I can't say that either. That's rough right there, man. That's real rough there.
Yeah. And,
man.
Going from just my experience and my opinion, a lot of times, well, for the most part, I never really had to have no DP man. All the people that I was racing, if I didn't know them, I knew of them. So it was always in my mind, okay, I'm going to hold my money. I'm going to have somebody at the end. If I lose, then I'm going to pay. And, you know, if they lose, I'm expecting them to pay. But now it's so, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen, who's going to, you know, it's so much mess. That you know, it's they had to come up with a DP man. Somebody need to give me the definition of DP man. Is that a dependable person? Is that you know, noteworthy? And I think that you know you absolutely correct. It should be somebody that's upstanding, that can be biased. You know, I can know two different people and they racing. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody last night about this, and I told them, I said, you know, they were in a situation where they, in my mind, in my opinion, they should have lost. They did, you know, give y'all an example. They were racing somebody, and they was giving somebody a spot, or somebody was giving them a spot. And they rolled the car. The car rolled, and the other person, they took off and went down through there. He came back and
that's a race.
And he came back and said, "Man, you move." And they said, "No, we was torquing the car up, and you know, you just took off." And I was sitting there, and I told him, I said, "Look, man, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. a DP man, he got to be firm. He got to be, you know, he can't have no jelly in his bones whatsoever. He just got to, you know, call it like it is. And
right.
I told him, man, if I was y'all DP man, I would have had to pay the man, y'all, because he rolled. He didn't try to.
Yeah, he rolled. That's
but,
right.
But he rolled, and nonetheless, if he rolled, then he should have got paid. But the guy, you know, opposed to, you know, doing anything, he just said, man, let's try it over, and then he ended up losing. So now, what, you know, now where do you go with it? You know, that's his fault, but in the same breath, it's you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit before, but about just being having integrity and just letting them just go ahead. Man, look, go ahead. I lost. Okay. They paid, and that was it. But nonetheless, I say a DP man, he got to be real strong, and he just got to, man, stand for what's right. But how many people do we really have like that that want to get in the midst of, you know, all the drama and so forth and so on? And the latter part of that question is, since he is going through all that, should he get paid? Should he get some of that, you know, something? I don't know what it – I mean, whatever it is, some lunch, something, you know. That's the other part of that question, if you do have to have them. So let me keep rolling, Stokes. You know, I got you on this line. You just mute your mic. I'll mute you, and you want to come back in, let me know, whatever.
All right, should I mute my mic? I'll stay on.
Okay, for sure.
All right, bro.
773-4309. Your mic is open.
Big Sam, Big Will.
What's up, Big Will?
Hey, man, did that
on,
guy
brother?
Was that guy getting a break? What's happening? Was he getting a break?
The guys was they were getting a break. Yeah, they were getting the break.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes it difficult there.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Because if he wouldn't get in the break, it wouldn't no race.
Well, you know, that's different. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was getting the break, and he was talking to the cop, and the cop rolled. It did roll, plain and simple. They argued it down, but he rolled. They didn't have a DP, man. They was just, you know, they knew each other. So everybody was just, you know, they had their money. They had their money. And, you know, but I say if it was a DP, man, you know, you got to stand up for that. You got to, man, you're putting a DP, man, is in the midst of everything. He's responsible for it. So,
he needs to be knowledgeable as well.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of time they just hand the money to anybody, you know, a cool guy. But if he's not knowledgeable, you could be making a mistake there. And I think you were saying something about should the DP man get lunch or something, didn't you?
The question was, who should it be first? Who should it be? Should he get paid? Or do we really need him?
I think that, especially now that we're racing all around the country, I really think that we sort of do need them. A lot of times, even at home, we still need them because a lot of times, it'd be the slightest thing, the thing that you can't think of.
Oh, hold on, Will. Hold on, Will. You said that we're going out of town. Now, Stokes just made mention of that.
Yeah.
How can you, if you're going out of town and you don't know these people, and who can be the DP man? You don't know them,
right? Right.
You don't know the person. How they going? How we gonna trust the person?
Right. And I understand that. I don't know if you realize it, Sam. This is a little bit before your time, but we used to have two people. I had my guy holding the money. I give my guy the money, and he give his guy the money, and they stand together. You know, even though it still could be an argument, but we used to do it like that as well. But even out of town, you know, one thing, I do know we don't know everybody and stuff, but it's a few guys, you know, you go out of town, you enjoy the hell dog there, everybody sort of know them. You know, you got mutual people that, you know, pretty much everybody do know, but sometimes you can't get to those guys. But you're right, you know, you sort of have to
Well, that's
almost,
that's not a DP, man. That's just somebody. That's your people that's got your money, and that's their people. That's how I learned. You know, we didn't have no DP, man. I hold my money. You hold your money. Your man go to the end. One of my men going to the end. We look, and then I don't mean to bring this up, but it's relevant with Long Island Joe. I don't know if all y'all know about that. But it was some mess at a race that he had as far as somebody was cheating with they were supposed to have a small block. They had a big block. And the DP man, he paid the people off. Now, in my mind.
They didn't investigate for 45 minutes. That was a major problem, though.
Well, I'm saying this. You know, it's two sides to the story. Let's start there. But in my mind, I'm not paying if I'm not paying nobody off. I'm gonna bring both parties together. Or it's so complicated because he should, in my mind, this is just my opinion, he should have waited to pay in front of the person. If you know they lost, and then I'm gonna talk to whoever it is, even if it's my guy. I'm gonna be, you know, like you say, you send a guy to the end. I'm gonna talk to my guy and be like, okay, yeah, he went around you or whatever. And I'm going to go pay the guy. I'm not just going to go and get somebody money away. I'm going to talk to the guy or whoever it is first, and I'm going to say, man, okay, you lost. I'm about to go pay it off. But not just go and pay it off.
I understand what you're trying to say, and you're thinking smart now, but in that situation, if you got your guy on the other end, Sherman on the other end,
yeah,
Tony on the other end with the money in their pockets,
yeah,
the dude come around you, plain as day, he done gapped you, Sherman's going to hand him the money. Unless you all think about it and says, make sure that we inspect first. See, they didn't tell that part of it. You know, they didn't clarify that. You know, make sure that you
check. That's what I'm saying, Will. It was a tech as far as did they know. Did he know that he had that he was supposed to look before he paid him?
Right. I agree. But
the way they were saying that he just, you know, I don't know where the 45 minutes comes in at, but why would you wait 45 minutes before you go and pay or go and look or whatever? I'm supposed to look after the race. I'm not waiting no 45 minutes. I'm going to go right over there and I'm going to go look. Then, the guy going to get paid. Or I'm going to get paid, one or the other. I'm not going to wait. That's what I'm saying. I don't know the full detail of the story. You know, we got bits and pieces of the story, but...
Well, the guy came on the show. The guy came on your show and told it what happened.
Long Island Joe, he came on the show, but I'm talking about... But I heard his side, but I never did hear what the DP man, what was he thinking? Which was...
That was a post-op Joe, wasn't it?
Right. See, I don't know what he did, but I'm saying from what I... Just to learn from that experience, that's the reason why I'm having this show, because a DP man. I ain't never had to have no DP man. I'm going to hold my own money. I don't need nobody to hold my money. I'm going to pay off. But, see, everybody ain't like me. Everybody ain't going to pay off. And
You used to didn't have to have one. You got to have one now if you want to race. I mean, get me wrong. Sometimes you do run a lot of local guys, but everybody ain't going to trust because you Big Sham.
Absolutely. But I'm saying even with the local guys, does it make it better to have a DP man just to keep confusion down?
It does. Now, I've seen Leon run a big money race, and when anybody looking for the money, hell, Leon had it in his pocket in the car. He drove back around. Wait a minute. I got the money right here. He paid like a slot machine. Everybody don't do that. Some people, and I won't call no names. There's several names I can call. They come back around, no, he did this, no, he did that, with the money still in their pocket. That's why you need a DP man, you know, somebody who, just like you said, who's knowledgeable and fair. Now, and what you was talking about as far as paying a guy, man, I'm telling you, one time I had $10,000 I'm holding. Them guys took that money and walked away and didn't even say thank you. I thought it was sort of rude. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm making sure that I'm safe. I'm making sure the money, I got to count the money. I got to count $10,000. It's not easy to count with 20s and 10s. And,
right.
You know, I'm just saying. But to make sure, I got to count his, double count, make sure every dime is there. you know, making sure I'm being safe and not, you know, this, that, and other. The dude
right.
didn't even say thank you. Yeah, you know, just walked away. Man, I think it's sort of rude. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, I see, that's another question. I mean, you figure, you know, you should get something.
And at least though I'm a guy of 50 or 100, you know, it depends on how much the pot is, of course.
Right.
At least shake his hand. I'll tell you, these dudes didn't even say thank you. And I want to call their names out, but I won't.
Oh,
man. Because we all know them.
Right. Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, but that's just that's another, what you call it, transition of this grudge thing because, you know, guys, I mean, you know, you get used to doing something for so long, then, you know what I'm saying, you ain't used to, you know, it's never really dawned on anybody. Well, I don't know if it has or not, but I'm thinking it hasn't dawned on anybody that, okay, yeah, they are responsible for this money. They was holding the money. Man, we should give them something, you know. I mean, even
right.
myself, I don't know. Like I say, I really never had to have nobody hold my money. So I don't know,
it's
you know.
It's a big responsibility, though.
Oh, it is. I believe it is. I really believe it is.
I can tell the case now, and I guess I'm pretty sure Shorty won't mind. He was holding the money for somebody. He told the people up front he wouldn't count it. He didn't count it. When it came back and when he paid off, it was wrong. And he told them, I didn't told y'all I wasn't going to count the money, you know, and he didn't count it, and they didn't give up the right money and stuff. So it was a big hoopla about that one time. You know, so it's a lot of responsibility, you know.
Yeah,
so, you know, a person
holding,
especially when it's
too.
Over, you know, a couple of hundred bucks, over a couple of hundred bucks, you know, when it get into them
D's,
god dang. I'm on mute.
Uh-huh.
I'm cool.
Go ahead. Who is it?
Uh-huh. I was just kicking it around.
Yeah, that's Hey, what up, bro?
Okay, Brother Will. Now, hold on 1 second. Getting on the liver.
All right.
Yeah, but that's some good stuff there. That can go. Now you digging a little deeper with it with that, you know, because that can go either way too. But let me go to this next caller. I'm just mute your mic and come on back in when you hear something, Will. 773-4015. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody? This is Preacher Boy, man.
Hey, what's up, Preacher?
Let me tell y'all how y'all should do this, man. But like I said, back in the day, everybody held their own. But now, this is all y'all doing. It's so simple. Give the money to the track official, whoever is on the sideline. It's all y'all do. Your people count their money out. You count yours out. Then you send two of your people down to the finish line, two of his people to the finish line. And that's the way y'all do the race. When they come through the finish line, you can't ask the driver shit because the driver don't know because his mind is going straight trying to win. Now, the two people you sit down there, they can read the race from there.
You say give it to the track official. I don't trust the track official. I don't know him. So why would I give him my money?
I'm going to tell you what. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell y'all why to get a track official money. If you count your money out, it's correct. You count his out, it's correct. Now, all he's doing is holding it. He don't do shit. All he's doing is holding his money. Y'all going to call your own race together. Two of his people at the finish line, two of yours at the finish line. You know, I feel as though the same way everybody else feels. The track heat for favoritism. But if your ass is at the finish line and his people at the finish line, you people know who won. It won't be a discrepancy. 9 out of 10, these people with all these different cameras and shit, they sticking on these cars and all that other shit. That shit telling the truth on people now. It's even showing the track line. I have seen the track red light a motherfucker that never red light. That left of mine a green light. So
I never heard of
all
that.
All you do, all you do is look at some of these videos.
Sometimes something can trick a beam, but overall, the track people cannot red light a car. It's almost impossible to do that.
Amen.
We didn't have some discussions with owners and everything, and I work a timing system made by the same people. You can't trip a light to make somebody else red light. And I know what you mean.
I've seen a whole lane turn red because they were red lighting people and never moved.
Yeah, well,
So
I know what you
think,
mean.
And then
at
41, they let too many people stand by the light. Anything that goes by that light triggers they like.
I agree on those mistakes like that. What I'm trying to say, Preacher Boy, and I'm not debating a totally description, but overall, you cannot, the tower cannot trip a red light for another car. It's not totally impossible. I'm sure somebody can scheme up something real tough, but on average setup, the average light system, you can't flip a button to make somebody red light. What happens a lot of time, the car can be deep stage so bad that a light, slight movement makes it red light. But overall, the lights don't do it themselves. You know, the tower official can't do
well,
it. The light's just not made like that. They're not made those.
Okay, well, we're going to avoid that one then since you put it that way. But
yeah. I wasn't trying to just
if you got
cut
your people
off.
At the finish line, if you got your people at the finish line, they got their people at the finish line, and the people in front is holding the money, that means both cars and the people at the finish line got to come back to the front before anybody get paid.
So
right.
In essence, what you're saying, Preacher Boy, you don't need a DP man. Do you need him?
No,
you don't
need a DP. Right, you don't need a DP man, not at all.
Well,
unless the people
the guy holding
the money.
The guy holding the
money
is going to
ultimately, he is a DP man. He's still the DP man. He owns your money.
Listen, no, he's not because he's not calling the race. He's not calling the race.
He's going to call the race when they come back. When they come back and those two guys at the finish line is arguing, who he's going to get the money to?
Right.
I got a question. Why would you argue? Listen. Plain and simple. First of all, track official you're going to say, listen to me. Whatever the track thing say up top, if they say right lane one, and you go down there and they see, you see and they see who went through that finish line first, it shouldn't even be an argument, man. It shouldn't even be nothing to debate about.
You've been racing way too long to know. You know good and well it'd be some of the slightest, dumbest stuff people be arguing over.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard what Joe first said. Huh?
Okay, since you said that, me and Wichita ran. When me and Ground and Pound ran, I went faster than them. We went through the light together, but the light said they won. Then we argued. I paid them people, right? And me and Joe said we were looking at each other.
You know, I was right there. I know what you're talking about. Just like, I don't know if you heard the show when Sham came on. He explained about the guy made a little roll, and the other guy took off. What was the DP man, what was that track official, that guy who don't know nobody, just going to, who was he going to pay?
You cannot, listen to me, man. You cannot have nobody else judging that you don't know who is on whose side. And when you start paying DP man.
No, you're not listening.
Hey, man,
you're not listening, Preacher Boy.
Wait, I'm asking you a question, Preacher Boy.
What's that?
Okay. Did you hear when Sham first came on? He was playing about, beg your pardon?
Yeah. About the dude rolling. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Now, who was that track official that paid?
Exactly.
He wasn't going to pay neither one of them if they didn't agree on that.
No. He had the brake. He had the brake and the car rolled. The car rolled on accident. He didn't try to make it roll, but he was trying to torque the car up, and the car rolled, the wheel rolled, and the other guy took off and came, and he didn't take off. He stayed there, and he said
he
was torquing
the
car.
The man that rolled really lost. Listen to me. If you
that's right. That's right.
Line,
but
are
you preaching for it? Listen to me. If both y'all had come in on the finish line, when that car went down there, he came back around, and he got their money from the official. Just collect their money. Now, let me tell you something about that race. Listen to me. That race last week, y'all didn't even listen to what that man said. That man said, yeah, man, I ran the car. I lost. He said, somebody walked past me talking about, man, I'm going to get this man his money back because they had a big block in that car. That man wasn't concerned what the fuck he had in that car because he lost. He didn't even bother to look because he lost. 45 minutes later, somebody said, man, he had a big block in that car, and then it made it an issue.
Right. He didn't think about that car. We heard that. He didn't think about that car. Like you're saying, he was just worried. He just
shouldn't have been concerned.
I agree.
The man had an 800 cubic phone in there. He didn't pursue it right there and there. It was over with. He accepted he lost.
Okay.
That's what
I'm
saying about the BT man. If you give your money to somebody that don't like this driver, it could be a confusion.
Well, that's the whole point of it. Junior, you there?
Big Sam, what's happening, bro?
What up, brother? How you feel?
Preacher boy, what's going
on?
Stokes?
What's happening,
Junior?
Another great day. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I ain't mean to interrupt you on that. Do most people know what the job of the DP man is? The DP man, his priority is to make sure that whatever is stipulated in the race is carried out. That's the that's the primary concern. DP man's job is to make sure if I'm giving you two in the bus, that you get two in the bus. If you gotta gap me by a car, two cars, that you gap me by a car, two cars. Okay? The DP man is to make sure that whatever agreement there is amongst me and you, okay, is fulfilled.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You know, I'm gonna give you an example. What you said about giving the guy on the starting line, this is a person that knows nothing of what the race consists of. That man don't know if you're getting the break. That man don't know whether you running on horsepower and he's spraying. He don't know none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
correct.
So when you need, when I see a DP man is good when you feel that there's going to be some bullshit in the game with regards to the person you running. Or to guarantee that, let's say we go into Florida, okay, we're going to have a guy down in Florida that's a person, for the most part, you got a lot of people that are people that are considered, you know, that have integrity, have respect, that people, you can say people look up to them. So these are guys
right.
that you're willing to take a gamble and put your money in their hands, put your race into their hands, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I might call down and say, okay, I'm going to run such and such down in Florida. Okay, let's pick Big Low. Big Low, a guy that's known Big Low. Big Low's a guy that, you know, everybody knows. He carries himself in a certain manner. Okay, I feel comfortable
right.
locking my money in with that man, you know. But his primary job would be that whatever agreement we make is carried out. Now, it's not his job to check my car. It's not his job to do anything other than whatever we agreed upon.
Hey,
okay,
Junior.
But Junior, listen, though.
Hold on, Preacher Boy.
Listen
hey, Junior.
Hey, hold on.
Preacher
listen.
Boy, hold
Sam,
on.
Listen first, man.
Just hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Should he get paid?
I mean, why not? I mean, you go to a restaurant, they give you good service. You tip them, don't you?
I think so. I mean, that's just the, you
I
know,
mean,
that was,
mean,
that's
I
a
mean,
part
I
of
mean,
my question.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you this. A thank you can
you
come in many
doing
ways.
That, man, hey man, when y'all stop paying a BT man, y'all create a problem. Cause then people start false calling races, man.
No, this is the thing. I mean,
if me and Sham are going to race,
I'm going to give you an idea. And this is just...
Did you drop Junior? Well, I think that starts from...
I'm going to give you an example.
Ahead,
me and
mm-hmm.
Sham going to race. All right? Me and
mm-hmm.
Sham agree we're going to run for $1,000. Preacher
mm-hmm.
boy, we're going to get you as the DP man. Hey, Sham, whichever one of us lose... Go on hit Preacher Boy with $50, whatever. I mean, you still there, you watching the race, whatever. But for your time, because if there's an issue, remember this, the moment you become the DP man, if there's an issue, that issue falls on you. It ain't that, oh, well, I was just holding the money. No, that don't work like that. Not if you got a true DP, a guy that's going to sit there. Whatever the negotiations are, he's going to sit there, go through them, make sure and clarify. Now, Preacher Boy, you said this. Okay, Sam,
okay.
You said this. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Now, Junior, can I explain to y'all what I'm trying to tell y'all? You cannot have one BT man. I mean, one person. You know why? First of all, you say you're getting a kind of buff, and he got to gap me by a car too. Now, he can't be on the sideline and say he got the buff, and the BT man can't get sideline and say he got two cars. So it takes more than one person to call a race,
see,
man.
That's correct. But your DP man, I mean, for the most part here, I mean, me personally, I ain't never had nobody do that. Why? Because I lock in the race with somebody. When the race is over, with win or lose, somebody getting paid.
You know what?
Right.
Junior, I think it starts with who you pick. You just can't pick anybody to be no DP man.
That's correct.
That's the thing in a nutshell. It starts off with the person that you believe is going to be honest and fair. You ain't just going to give your money to nobody that's going that you believe is going to try to sway one way or the other. He just going to be fair.
That's
he just going to pay who's supposed to get paid.
I also think it goes back to who's racing. You know why? Because certain individuals, they'll lock in over the phone, cross country, but they know that this man, when he shows up, he going to pay. If he don't show up, he's going to pay. So it's also dependent on who the person is. Because you got a lot of people that, I mean, for real, I wouldn't lock $5 in with them. Because you're going to fight with them to get them $5, whether they're right or wrong.
Miller from Detroit ain't got paid yet that $500 that he won.
Yeah. Miller, go ahead. Go, Tony.
$500, they never paid him.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Tony?
Sam, what's happening, man?
What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, man, just calling to support the show, and I like your topic. Junior, what's happening, man?
What's going on, brother? You know, another great day.
Hey, Sam, I just want to say, you know, what's going on to everybody, and, you know, when you text me your topic, I felt like it was an interesting topic. I agree with you 100%. The DP man should get paid, and that's something I've never thought about because when it's all said and done, you know, it's all on him. You know, a DP man, I mean, he's the referee, like you say.
And
he's somebody that whenever you do have a DP man, it's always agreed upon by both parties. You know what I'm saying? So as far as when gentleman was saying that, because he might sway the race one way or another, but it's a person that's agreed upon. And once the money is put up, his paycheck is guaranteed. It don't matter who wins or who loses. If I'm a DP man and it's agreed upon that I get 10%, I don't care who wins or who loses. I got the 10% of the pot. The pot ain't going to change. So it don't matter to me who wins or who lose. I got my 10% of this $1,000. I got $100 coming for refereeing this race. So, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that. And me personally, for anybody that I race, I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, giving the deposit man a percentage of the pot. I mean, because like I say, it's been situations that had occurred that, you know, that was controversial. P-Man, he holding the money. He got to make a call. Now, this call, hypothetically,
you
got
to agree to it.
Deposit. What I'm saying is, if I'm holding a deposit, two guys tell me what the stipulations are, and they race, and it's a discrepancy. Now, I got to make the call.
Exactly.
Okay, I make the call, and I say, well, man, you know, this guy's supposed to get the money. Okay, now, I got this group of individuals over here that's mad at me. I mean, these guys might want to put hands on me or anything. Not done all that and didn't have a dime involved.
Exactly.
So I feel like, I mean, if he going to referee it, he should, you know. Cause
and they putting you in the middle, Tone. It's like, you know, they putting you in the middle, and both parties gotta respect what you feel is the right thing to do.
Yeah, he's the referee.
Okay.
Correct. He's
since
the referee.
I said that. If he's refereeing the race, where should he be at? Should he be in the beginning of the track, the end of the track, or the middle of the track? I want to hear how y'all gonna come out with this.
That's a good
point too. Yeah, if it's that he got to be gapped, then he need to be at the finish line. If it's two in the break, then he needs to be at the starting line.
Exactly. Right. I believe it's all,
depending
I mean.
On what the steps are.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what the steps are would depend on where he needs to be, you know, on in fact, down in Orlando this year, we locked in a race with Mario's car. And when we got there, the guy that Mario, they had a man holding a deposit. The guy that Mario was going to race had a discrepancy about Mario's car. So they arguing back and forth about it. One guy saying he don't want to race. Mario saying, well, you got to pay the deposit. Guy saying that Mario didn't bring the car like he said he was. So the deposit man, they asked him, you was on the phone when we locked in. What were the steps? And he said, by the steps, Mario's car is legal. Are you going to race or are you not? So it made a big stink because the guy was telling him he's wrong, he's bogus, he fucked up. He said, wait a minute, man. And I can't do nothing but honor what dude did. He said, wait a minute, man. I came here with you. So now how are you going to say I'm going to sway it his way? And the guy that Mario was trying to race was saying, but no, but I know you and him tight. He said, yeah, and I'm just as tight with you as I am with him. That's why y'all wanted me to hold the deposit. Mm-hmm. And he said, and the guy was saying, well, fuck it, just give me my money back, give him his back. He said, if Mario agreed to that, I'll give both y'all your money back. Other than that, he said, man, either you got to race or I got to get this man a deposit. He said, you can't say that I'm bogus because I came here with you. So if anybody would think I was on some bullshit, it would be Mario, not you. And they argued out and argued out, and Mario said, you know what, man, I'm not even going to put you in that position to make a call because you're right. Me and you just as close as you and him. And I feel like he on bullshit. I got other races locked in. Give him his money back and give me mine back. But, I mean, this was some shit that went on for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude didn't have a dime at
stake. Nothing invested in it at all.
Let me give y'all a good example of a good race that can confuse a DP man and mess up a lot of stuff. If y'all racing, you ask for the break. Over y'all said, whoever light turn on, win. If I got the brake, I can leave at the top of the light. I get the red light. You can't red light. I can red light whenever I feel like it. Now, when you run a red light, the wind light all automatically goes to the guy on the other side. Now, the DP man can't be at the finish line, and he can't be at the starting line. So where are you going to be at?
But you said I'm getting the brake, so I'm going to be on the start line. I'm going to make sure you leave first. So whatever happens,
it's going to be a disturbance.
But you know what, preacher, the way you're saying it, it's a bogus race. The way you even called it, because the way you're calling that race, you say I get the break, which is correct. You get
right.
the break. Now you didn't. If I'm going to lock in a race like that with you where you get the break, you have to go green because there's no way that I'm going to give you the break. You can go red, and the wind light's going to determine. I mean, think about
correct.
What you just
you
said.
They always say you can leave any time after the green light come on. They'll flash the
right.
pole tree, and then you free to go. That way we get an accurate wind light. You can't say you
right.
can get the bump both your bulbs on, and I got on one bulb and take off. Yeah, I'm going to get the wind light. So you always got to do a break after any time after the tree go green. Now, if you want to try to cut a full one light, or if you want to, you know, sit there at an idle for 30 seconds and then take off, you know, that's on you. But any time after the green light, you can go ahead and go start your trip.
Okay, now.
So that way
the tree is the determining factor. What you said is kind of wrong because they can anticipate then when you leave if you got to wait till the green light. Come on, man.
Correct.
That's not getting the break.
Okay, y'all, I got to open up. It's so many hands up. I got to go through these hands. Let me go through these hands right quick.
Hold on. You say how is you getting the break if you got to wait for the green light?
Yeah, of course you get to anticipate when you leave then.
in order to get a win, I understand what you're saying, but what you're missing is in order to get a win light, you have to wait until it goes green. You can go, you can leave any time after the green light. You still getting the break. That's not telling you when to go. Like I said, if you want to sit there and cut a perfect light and leave as soon as the tree comes down, or if you want to sit there at an idle for 10 seconds, that's on you. I can't start my race until you started yours. But you can't leave at the top of your tree because I'm automatically going to get the wind light. I ain't never seen nobody get the break and the stipulation not be any time after the light goes.
Listen, man.
Let me go to this caller. John Will, your mic is open.
I'm going to send him.
Hold on, preacher.
Hello? They've been standing on the beam, man.
Go ahead,
hello?
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
What up, bro?
Man, but Sam, what's going on, man? You know what, man? I normally don't, like, get upset when I hear things that go on the radio, but I got to. Preacher boy, you sound a real suspect right now, man, with the stuff that you're saying. You're saying everything that you're saying is, like, totally opposite. It sounds like a new racer. That's what it sounds like when somebody who ain't been around racing is talking about. You know, if you get the break at any track you go to, the tree has to come down and go green first. You know that. That's the only way that you're going to determine. Listen to me, man. I ain't call or argue with you. I ain't call or fuss with you or cuss with you. Nothing like that. The fact of the matter is that when you – hold on, bro. I didn't listen to you, man. Just listen to me. Let me say what I got to say, and then you can say what you got to say. Okay, you may not have to lock up. I'm going with what I'm going with. When you got a race set up and you got the break, it's best that the man that gets the break, that the tree goes down. So therefore, that could determine who gets the win light. That would stop all of your discrepancies right there. If the light goes green, then after that green, you can go whenever you want to go. The fact that when you get in the break, okay?
Yeah,
the
that's John.
You are 100% wrong, man. At 21, they sat on the beam.
Yeah. Hold on,
they
preacher boy. Preacher boy.
No, they don't.
Hold on one second.
At 41.
John. Listen to me. If you got the break, if I'm racing you and I got the break, when you turn that the second stage light on, I can leave when I get ready. Anytime I get ready, I can go. Now, as far as the DP man is concerned, all these steps. That's where the step come in.
Exactly.
If you supposed to have a break, Lil Tony, you may mention it as okay. Now, I always go back to these old school rules. People will say the fair break or you got the break. Now, which one is it? If I junior, you old too. If I got the break, and just say for instance, Sean, you leave. It's like kind of simultaneously, but I don't leave first. But I chase. I keep going. Is that a race? I guess it depends on the step. If you say the fair break, what's the determination between those two races?
Ain't no such
thing
as a fair break.
Anytime your car make a move, that's considered a break.
No, I said, if I get the break, and you leave, Sean left first. Like you said, old school.
The laws of racing is if you move, you lose. If you chase, it's a race. Period.
Exactly. My point.
Yeah, that's old school though. Because if you giving me the break and you leave first, I didn't get the break. Plain and simple.
Correct.
Right. But okay.
You're right.
Okay.
But
so Listen, where does that lead the DP man? That's my point. Tony, all these old people, where does that lead
the DP man?
Well,
DP man says he's supposed to have a break, so he's supposed to get paid.
Listen,
that's where a good DP man comes into play. Because you clarify those things. You have to clarify that.
That's where
Right, and he's going to say, okay, excuse me, y'all. Junior, you said. Hold on. Let me ask this.
Man, it's a rule of that, man. If you give me the break, you leave before me, I leave behind you. If I go past you, you got to pay me. If I don't catch you, we're supposed to run over. But I didn't get the break.
No, sir. No, sir.
That's
you
the way that works.
You
right.
ran the- You made the trip, man. You can't chase the man all the way down.
It don't matter. It don't matter. That's old school bull jive, man. You remember back in the day when somebody had to break and the guy behind him always jumping and stuff? They stopped that because if I don't lead first, it's not a race, plain and simple.
Right.
And sometimes, like you said, if I catch you, I do get paid. But other than that, if I get the break, if you leave first, man, I'm not paying you nothing. That's when more than a VP man got to be in place. It's going to be a problem. I didn't leave first. I got the break. That's part of it. I ain't thinking about no two tires move and all that bull. I get the break. If I don't move first, you're done, pimp.
And guess what? When you stiff the race, that's where your DP man clarifies those things.
Exactly.
You know why? Because you got old school racers racing new school racers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your DP man got to be real sharp and listen very well to everything that's being said. You know why? Because
right.
a lot of guys use real slick words. That's where the other
that's
guy
right.
gets caught up. You know, so
right.
it's
I
the
agree.
DP man's, the DP man, if I'm DPing for you, I'm going to repeat every word you say when we're standing there.
Okay.
The reason being is because the minute that man agrees to what you said, he can't argue nothing after that.
All right, Junior,
understand?
Let me ask you a question. Now, with the question at hand,
correct.
How do they get paid? How do they get paid with the question at hand?
What?
What the hell was that?
Hello.
That's that
boost,
man.
Hey, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Will. Hey, y'all. Let me keep going. It's getting good.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Let me open up somebody. Ruff, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this evening?
What up, bro?
I wanted to ask Will a question. But I want Junior, Preacher Boy, they probably can answer this. Well, Will was saying if he had the break and the guy left first and he left also behind him, if Will won, would he still want to get paid?
He's supposed to.
Yes. Yes, he would.
Okay, what if he would have lost?
See,
so then
that's where the trick comes in.
No, you can't go both ways.
See?
You got to go one
that,
way
that,
or the other. That's why.
That's why I said that's where.
Well, it could go with a stiff. You could say, oh, but you, I didn't leave. Or what you can say is, if you gave me the break and you left first, and I chased you. But then I didn't win. I could tell you I didn't get the break. But then you could say, listen, if I go around you, you could say, oh, but you didn't. I didn't give you the break. I left first. I could say that too.
No,
right.
Did I say that?
They got out of it because I made a mistake and left first. All that stuff. You're
see,
right.
Well, I agree. That's what I'm talking about as far as the DP man. Okay, let's start
know.
Here. Do y'all think that the DP man should get paid? Let's start there. Let's go right there for a second.
With all this trouble we get up right now, you
should get paid.
Yeah.
The DP man should
get paid. I don't think you need a DP man.
I think you need one person from your camp and one person from their camp.
Hey Sherman, you need a motherfucker that ain't scared.
Exactly.
You need a motherfucker that ain't scared of nobody, like me.
Excuse me, hold it.
Hello? This year is on the phone. Give me the money.
How you get in?
I don't
see you on this board.
Man.
That little son of a gun slid in under the door.
Man,
what up,
he
done
got right in here, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
What
look,
up, baby?
All y'all opinion, cool. You know, I agree with some of them, I disagree. I disagree with something Preacher Boy said, and I agree with something he said. Preacher Boy right, man. If you got the break, and you say if you don't get the break, it ain't no race. If a motherfucker leave before you, man, you could chase him all you want. Ain't no two cars leave as a race. He can chase him all he want. He win. He win if he go around him. If he don't go around him, the race go over.
Right.
I don't know where y'all get all that from,
lose.
But if you stipulate that it ain't like that, then you got to go with the stipulation.
There you go. That's
that
correct.
A good DP man know what's going on. All that shit Preacher Boy talking about, what if he on the finish line and all that?
That's some dumbass shit.
A good DP man know where the fuck to be at.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Hey, but Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy, all you've been doing is talking. Hold up, Buick Boys in the house. Well, you always need a good DP man. A good DP man cuts the bullshit out. Because
mm-hmm.
some of you guys come
this?
To the race with bullshit on your Buick Boys.
That's Dancer. That's Dancer, man. That's the Buick Boys.
Oh, Dancer. Okay.
Hey, Dancer. You're a main tech.
You
need. You tell a motherfucker
you
don't
need. Hold on, Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy, you've been talking for 2 hours, man. Let somebody say something, baby.
Hey, sure. Boy, hey, Preacher Boy. First of all, hello, panel. Buick Boys in the house. Looking for all small blocks on the motor with one carburetor, stock suspension, little Tony. So,
move right along.
Wait a minute. We're going to get back to that, little Motor City Mafia. Okay.
Wait, what time is it? We almost at that time. Just go ahead, Dancer.
But the DP man, you need a DP man because you got guys that come to the table with bullshit on their mind. Case in point, me and Terrio go to the line in the race. I bumps in the first bub. He comes in the first bub. I go in the second bub. Terrio never stops. Flashes straight away from there. The light goes red. Lenny got the lockup. Lenny say, he tells them, the track official said, that ain't no race. When the stipulation was, you go red, you lose. But I didn't have a good DP man, so therefore I don't get paid. Okay, second case in point, I go to the line to run Dino Dunn. Dino Dunn crosses the center lane, runs into me, tears my car, and
mm-hmm.
says he don't lose. But thanks be to God, I had a good DP man that would be Shouty. Shouty said, hold on.
Motherfucking king, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck how much you would.
He said, hold on. I'm going to see what Dancer say. If you say everybody get their money back, that's what it is. When I come back, I tell Mouse, you tell me what it is. He crossed the center lane and hit me. Mouse said, here go, your money. And
they were mad at me. They want to kill me. I ain't got a dime of it.
But you know what?
You did.
I put your
you did what you were supposed to do. You did the right thing.
No, you did, Jasper. I was saying I didn't have a dime invested, meaning I wasn't looking to get nothing.
Third thing, if you get in the break and don't get the break, you can't lose.
You can't
right.
lose. You
can't
lose.
That's
run
correct.
The man down and go out in front
that's
of him.
All I said.
If you catch the
right.
man and go out in front of him,
he couldn't win
you
no
win.
Way.
Why wouldn't you win? Because you couldn't win anyway.
You couldn't win in no way. That's how they go.
That's somebody on some bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
they
don't
do it.
Go ahead. They
know
Mike, your mic open.
They should have been paying me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So in essence, you always need a good DP man that understands racing, not a Preacher Boy, not a Lenny, not a guy that's wishy-washy or this my friend or that ain't my friend or I want to go this way, I want to go that way. You got to call it the correct way, the right way. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
have an understanding about the game, get out or let somebody
mm-hmm.
else take care of the business.
But I don't get it.
And you cannot. And I don't see it.
And I don't
DP
know if
man cannot
be
a coward.
Should be skipped or something.
Hey, 773-8462. Your mic is open.
Hey, a DP,
hey,
ain't a little mic. Hey,
tough, but he cannot be a coward.
He cannot be a coward. That's the main thing.
No.
He cannot be a coward. He can't be intimidated by one party or another. He cannot be intimidated. You know, that's the whole purpose of DP, man. You can't pick your friend if he's soft. You can't do that.
I like that. I like that.
That's right.
I might get my ass whooped, but ain't nothing soft about me.
There you go, right. And another thing about this break thing, if I don't leave first, it ain't no race, man. Where y'all get this from, man? If the break don't leave first.
How one man gonna get two chances to win and the other one only get one?
No. I know what you're pretty funny. You're right. But all I'm telling you is this. Suppose the man who getting the break don't even know he didn't get the break. See, y'all missing that part. See, there's some people that just look straight ahead. They're not looking to the side to see if they got the break. So why is y'all saying if he chase, it's a race? That's not how it go. If he don't get the break by the DP man, whoever looking and watching or the cameras or whatever, showed that he didn't get the break, he cannot lose. He only can win the race, man. That's all we saying, pretty Tony. We're not saying he got two chances to win.
A lot of people
try
to catch
the He don't have two chances to win.
Well, maybe my peripheral vision is better than yours. I can
not
see
if you get two guys out.
Hey, Tony.
Not
pretty Tony. You seem to have common sense, pretty Tony. If you leave in front of the man getting the bus and he catch you, you wouldn't pay him, and you couldn't win anyway.
That's all I'm saying, Tony. Tony, if you gave me the break and you left first, it showed by the camera that you left first, and I went around you, why wouldn't you pay me? You can't win no way. That's all we saying. That's all we saying. We not saying.
Okay, but
Tony bringing bull jab into the game. Tony bringing bullshit.
Hello.
That's what it's right here about.
That's all we said. And all I'm saying is this, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, everybody drive different. And I'm saying that to say everybody can't look at the other opponent when they're racing. So they might not know they didn't get the break. So they can keep on going down the quarter. That's all I'm saying, Tony.
Okay, I
and see, what you think about
what
somebody
I,
on your side? What
so
if somebody three
lose.
Cars out? What if somebody
I'm
three cars out?
That's something totally different, man. I'm just saying if the race is tight, a motherfucker supposed to got the break and they did not get the break, but they don't know it, you trying to make them know it by telling them they shouldn't have chased them all the way down the quarter. That
hey, can I
go, man?
Hey, Mouse, let me interject.
The race is dead. If you don't get the break, the race is dead.
Hey, Mouse, let me interject.
What if y'all raise up together, man?
They're not going to run back. If you run their ass over, then they're not going to run. They got a free ticket to the show.
Yep.
Well,
Second case in point. Listen, some cars react better than other cars. Some cars react better than other cars. So, therefore, the man in the right lane might leave, but the car in the left lane reacts faster, and the guy looked like he didn't get the bus.
What if the car that's giving the other car a break, this car 60 foot or 1-1, but the other one 60 foot or 1-3? So the one that's 60 foot and the 1-3 getting the break, but it looked like that he didn't get the break because that other motherfucker left so hard and got in front of his ass.
You said 60
and then he go chase him and go around it.
Talking about reaction time. You gonna see?
I know.
You
know,
I'm better than 60. If I move first, you gonna see me move first. Okay.
No. Okay. Let me say this then. Let me say this, Tony, because you're not understanding. Tony, let me say this then. When me and Dancer raced, my car left slower than Dancer. I jumped Dancer, but it didn't look like it. Dancer picked the wheels up and was in front of me. This is what I'm trying to get you. You're not understanding.
Your front end raised up, and I moved out in front of you.
My front end raised up, but he was in the front. It looked like he jumped me. That's all I'm trying to tell you, Tony. You're not listening. You're going about what you're doing. I'm telling you what Wheaton did.
Hold on. If it looked like he had the brakes so much, then how you know you left first?
Because of the camera?
Because it showed it on the camera, motherfucker. And the light showed it. The reaction time showed it. The reaction time showed it. The light showed it. And the DP man said, you got the break, but it didn't look like you had that motherfucker long. That's why.
Well, that's where the DP man come in at, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
See, that shows you had a good DP man. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I reacted first, but it didn't look like I had the buck. Listen, pretty. This is what we're trying to tell you what happens in Chicago. We don't know what the fuck happened in Detroit. Do you know how many times I came back and said, did I get the break? This is what I'm trying to say to you, man. You're not listening. You know how many times I had to go all the way through the corner just in case they said, what if I stopped? They say, I didn't get the break. And they say, yes, you did. Now I don't even know if I can win or not.
You just didn't know you had it. You got it.
Now I'm fucked up. So I got to go all the way through the corner to see the results at the end and then come back and say, did I get the break? They say, yeah, you got the break. Tater man. That's how that go, pretty. You don't always know you got the break. You got helmets on and shit, motherfuckers looking straight ahead because they're scared to look at the other person because they're scared of them and shit. You don't know what's going on in the car. You know what's going on because you're in the car. Hey, guess what they told me? Why you think I don't drive no fast car, pretty Tony? Now, let me just say one thing, man. Guess why I don't drive no fast car? Because they say, Shorty, you're going to kill yourself because you be looking back. I see everything. I can see you back there pulling on your dick. See, I watch all type of shit when I'm driving. Everybody can't do that, Tony.
Okay.
I'm a professional, man. Everybody know me. I'm a pro at the DP, man. I'm a pro at driving. I'm going to look back and see your woman back there playing with her hair, motherfucker, when I'm racing a motherfucker. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Hey, skin, quit looking back. That's why the car wiggling, skin. Quit looking back. You look like you're swerving. Suck my swerving dick. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, no, you're talking about what I did to Lenny when I looked back at it.
Look back at her, motherfucker. Look back at her. Look back at her. Yeah. You know what the fuck, y'all know, hey, man. A lot of shit y'all saying is absolutely right, man. Need a good DP, man, and the man need to get paid. But I'm not the final say-so. It's up to y'all and whatever you want to do. If two people agree to that one, you only need one DP, man, preacher boy. Mm-hmm. You don't need no fucking two. Fuck, you going to have two DP, man. What if both of them saying something different? You need one DP man to decide it, but you need a good one that y'all both agree on.
You need a good DP man.
If you don't agree on it, then don't have one. Don't race in or go on race and handle the results. That's how that shit go, man.
You need a good DP man like Puerto Rican Junior said that understands the game and knows how it goes and repeat everything that was said back to the other one, and once they agree to it, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, you can't get mad at the man, but you can get mad all you want. Dino Don mad at me right now. He don't even talk to me no more because I paid him. He got his ass to it, man. He agreed to it and said, let's get all the money. He said, let's get all the money. He got paid, man.
The skid marks all in his leg.
He went in the man lane and crashed him. So what the fuck?
Preacher boy. You saying that now, but you was jocking Dino Don's nuts sack at the track. That's what we're talking about. Wishy-washy, struggling the fence, riding out with your buddy. Riding out with your buddy.
Hey, let me go to the next caller.
You didn't pay him. You didn't pay him when he fucked you up.
Mighty Mouse, your mic is open.
What's up, D-Sham?
What up, brother? How you feel?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Mighty
Mouse? What'd it be like?
You know, I agree with Skin and Junior. You know, you got to have a like I said, good DP, man. It ain't going to bend or break. And he got to know every little skip that is to the race. He must know everything. And like they say, ain't nothing wrong.
Mighty Mouse. Skin and Puerto Rican Junior wasn't the only one that had the right words to say. You need a good DP, man. I'm sorry. That's all I'm saying.
If we're gonna put it like that, I said it up front.
Okay,
there's
a lot of people that have the right idea.
Hey, guess what? Who's that pizza man?
Yeah.
Hey, pizza man, you said it first
because he opened your mic up first.
Well,
oh my God.
That's what it does.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Sham.
Yeah.
What's up, this Buick boy, talking about this small block soccer?
Is it that time yet?
Wait. Hold on, Tony. Wait a minute. Before I start that, does the rule still apply? That's all I want to know with you.
You need a good
Tony.
DP, man.
Little Tony.
Yes.
It does? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to start it because
yes.
It's 8:10. Yeah, go ahead. Dazza and Little Tony, what was y'all saying? Y'all were saying something.
He heard what I said, and I meant every word of it.
Hold on. So you ain't got no problem with me spraying, because I heard you say yours is a motor car. You ain't got no problem with me spraying.
Yeah, I got a problem with you spraying.
Okay, fuck you going to say something, buddy, and you know motherfucking well I got nitrous on the car.
I don't know what you got.
Sham, what did I say?
How do I know what you got?
I'll tell you what, Lil Tony.
We got a nitrous Buick.
Hold on, Dev. Hold on. I'm gonna tell y'all what he said.
Got a nitrous Buick.
Lock it in. Wait a minute. I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Sham. Let me hear what he said, Sham.
He said anybody with a stock suspension, small block on nitrous. Anybody.
I'm out of that conversation.
You ain't got to get out that conversation.
Hold on. You had that. No, I said that because when you described what you had, you said little. So evidently you know how I spit.
But Tony, all
Junior telling you is, what are you worried about him for? You got a Buick. Lock him in.
I'm just saying, people
jumping in and talking about stock suspension. Leave all that alone. The man said he had a Buick. Junior said, get him, Tony.
Hold on, listen. When he came on, I didn't know it was no motherfucking Buick. I didn't know what he had.
No, I know what you're saying, but all that's over with, man. He's just talking shit.
Okay.
Your ass down, man. Junior said, get him, and you stalling, motherfucker.
Scared.
Get up like a 36 Ford.
No, sir. I'm just looking for clarification. I promise you.
Okay, hey, Tom, can I clarify this, Tom?
Lock him in, man.
Hey, Dancer.
Say, Junior.
Can I clarify this?
Man, Dancer hung up the phone because Tony a fag.
He better hang up the phone.
We tell you to lock the man in. Lock him in. What you scared of, Tony?
I don't bet all the money, man. Listen, man.
Fuck is you talking about?
Hey,
you know why he hung up the phone? Hey, listen. You know why he hung up the phone? Because Junior started talking.
Tony, hook everybody else.
Certain people have different. You got different rules for different people.
He said he got a nitrous car, that Buick, lock that bitch in.
He said he got a nitrous Buick, motherfucker. You ain't even listening, Tony.
That ain't the car he said at first. It
don't matter, Tony.
It don't matter.
You missing my point, Tony. Tony, you missing my point. Me and you will talk one-on-one later, man, because you fucking up. You not listening, man. You a hard-headed motherfucker. Junior said you laid off. Because you worried about the wrong shit. Now, back to you, Tony. Fuck all that. What the fuck you want to do with that weak-ass Cadillac, motherfucker? With the coward ass. Because when the motherfucker trying to get you some money, you don't want none.
What you want to do, shorty? I want to beat your ass, man. I'm going mute.
You know we're what? We ain't got to let anybody on the house know, but if you want me to know, it's all good. Get your ass out. You know what the fuck we both have been doing. With that weak ass Cadillac with my motherfucking Mustang. Get your ass on up here. Fuck all that, because we try to give you some Buick money. You didn't want no Buick, love. Get your ass out.
Yes, I do. I want all the.
No, you don't. You too late,
man.
Hey, you too late. He ain't going to even go, man.
The man ain't going to even go. Look, man.
The man
thought
you in a shambles.
Hey, Lil Tony. This is your man, Mike. Uh-oh. Man.
Skin is telling you right, man. I'm about to put you on that list, man.
What's that?
That idiot that list, man. That idiot list, man. The CSI list. I can't stand it.
Yeah, you an idiot, Tony.
Man, what the fuck is
the man
time? We just said, hey, Tony, this is what we saying. This is what I'm saying, Tony. Listen to me very carefully. Certain motherfuckers, I might say, hey, as long as you got a stock split, you get your ass down. But if somebody come on the phone, some dumbass motherfucker come on the phone and say, I got an Oldsmobile, he can have a back half. He can have four chairs. Fuck him. That's all we saying. Now, I'm going to leave all that alone.
Okay.
I'm going to leave all that alone. What you want to do with that rag-ass Cadillac? Because you's a coward, boy. Entertainment. what's going on, so I'm through with it. You ain't got the game that God gave you, son.
Skin.
Recognize game, man. You can't bring weak game to a strong player. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What up, dude?
What up?
Going on.
What up, X?
Deal. What's the deal? What's up, fellas?
Yeah, everything's beautiful.
Skin with your big mouth ass?
Man, we having a heated debate, and your slow talking ass come on the phone. We don't even know what the fuck going on.
Hey, let me. I'm gonna keep going, y'all, because I got there's so many hands. I apologize, y'all, for these hands, but let me keep going.
I thought you turned us loose, Sham.
I gotta open up the rest of these mics. 773-96.
Man, you ain't gonna never be able to open up all the mics.
Man, there's a lot of them.
Hello.
Hey. 773-96-54.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This me.
Yes, sir.
This who?
What's going on? This Crip, cool, man. They know what it is. This the captain. This kid's a mama's man.
Hey, what's up, Crip?
Oh, what's up? What's up, Captain? What's up, Crip?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all been debating and everything? Hey, I was down to say it on the phone because we still looking for them again.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying, man. Tony made him get off, man, because Tony was breaking up and shit.
Yeah. I see. I said, hey, if Peter Boy talking about all that stuff, if he had him at this time, we ready to whoop him. We got him a little way. Hey, where Peter Boy at?
Hold on, Crip. I'm over the rest of these mics. 612, I think this time, 612-5859.
Man, you know that's Todd, man. He don't do nothing.
What's going on? What up, Todd?
I'll wait till you cut us loose.
Okay, all right, hold on. Just hold on. 773-3969, your mic is open.
Man, you know who that is.
3969. What up, who
what's
is?
Going on? What's going on, everybody? Big Pern. What's up, Tom? What's
up,
Pern?
What's
up,
Pern? What's
happening,
baby?
You know that
big
Pern.
What up, baby?
It's a different day.
Yeah, hold on, Pern.
Y'all gonna get at it, man.
Okay, hold on.
Pretty Tony.
Hey, Vic, your mic is open. Vic.
What's happening?
What up, Vic?
Uh-oh, this guy got Michigan City Mafia.
Is Tate on here?
I don't think so.
Hell no.
Tate needs to get his motherfucking ass on here.
Hold on, Vic. Hold on, 313.
I don't like this Facebook stalking shit he did today. I got something for his sweetheart.
Hold on, 313.
He's not going to come on this line.
Hold on, 313-0178. Your mic is open.
Man, oh, man.
313. Oh, that's a, hey, Kimo.
Man, yes, sir. When that little shit on the mic, can't nobody get
it. Hold on. 773-6228. Your mic is open.
Seven kids at about.
All right. 312-7544. Your mic is open.
What up?
That's the guy doing GQ racing,
what's
baby.
What's going on?
What up, Al?
What's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
Shit, I ain't doing nothing but listening to y'all guys. Shout to the top of y'all, damn boy.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
I'm not doing no shouting but skin. That's the only one shouting.
That's it?
You would be cute if you did shout. There you go.
Huh?
Okay. Let me do this.
Hey, DQ.
What up?
Do you think we need a good DP man? You think you need a good motherfucker?
Tony.
A good what now?
He said, "Do you need a good DP man?"
Yeah, I can't even comment on that one.
Well, you know what? If everybody grow up and always try to stop cheating and act like grown men, nobody don't need nothing but some bread.
Well, I didn't hear the race.
But wait a minute. Hey, Junior. Junior. Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Skin. You remember when we whooped ass, right? And I heard y'all was talking about the tree. Shit. The way we did, we broke pre-stage and stage, right? So that is it. When he stayed, the race was on. I left, right? And I beat him. And it wasn't no argument, nothing. That was about one of the fairways I ever seen. Wasn't no argument. I got the buck, like you said, I had, and it wasn't none of that. See, this looks like this new day of graduation. Some people can't stand and lose.
They can clear the tree where the red light don't count. They can clear the tree where the red light don't count. Y'all was saying act like the red light going to show a wind light on another lane. Not necessary.
It don't do that. When I left on Dasher, soon he staged, I left. The race was on. He told me I had the bus. He told me that we both burn out. We both pre-staged. He said when he stays, he ready. So I already stayed waiting on him. Soon he stays, the race is on. I'm gone. And it wasn't no
but you
argument.
Know,
you see what I'm saying?
You know what?
But then
You clarified it right there. The agreement was that you both pre-stage and stage, and you could leave any time after that. Some guys, like that, other guys will say, okay, you can leave any time after the green. I mean, you have to make a decision, because if you don't decide whether it's after the stage or the pre-stage, what's going to keep me, if I got the bus, what's going to keep me from doing the burnout and just keep going and say I had the bus, I can leave anytime I want.
Right.
So you have to have some type.
But there's another race that I've been given, and a couple guys be raised like that, they love it. I told them we both burn out, stage, pre-stage, stage. When the lights come down, whoever I'm getting the bus got to leave, the lights turn green, we automatically lose. That's the race. That's the best race we've been doing.
Right.
We can't get anybody
that race. But that's an agreement that you have.
But you know what?
It all depends on what you agree on.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about this, bro. Waiting on the green, like, especially when you give somebody the bus, especially at the track, right? My brother ain't going to sit there with the light turn green, and I'm giving you the bus, Junior. I'm sitting there on my trans break. You sitting there, I got to wait till you leave before I turn the break loose. Let me know, you done melt me down.
Okay.
You see, that's why it's so much bullshit at the track and so much bullshit with people drag racing. If you give somebody the bus, what the fuck you got to wait all day to leave for? You feel what I'm saying?
You don't need to be on your brakes. You don't need to be on your trans break. You're going to be in trouble. I'm sure going to burn
saying,
you down.
But the way I do it, the way I like to race off the tree, we both burn out. Pre-stage. When the light's coming down, you got to leave. You got three lights. I don't know when to leave because you got the bus. But the light turned green, you ain't trying to race. And that's when I raised him. I ain't got time to check up. That's the reason why I got him. He thought I was going to sit there and play. I mean, we flag racing. You say I got the bus. I'm leaving. The fuck I got to wait on? And see, this new racing, man, is so much bullshit. That's why it be so much chaos. People don't want to get it. Just say y'all don't want to drag race. We need to go back to the old school where everybody has fun. You know, nowadays you can't do
that. That is correct. That is correct.
You bet $2,500 and you can't stand and lose $3. So it's always some bullshit. You know, drag race ain't like it used to be. When people was betting money, they didn't care about it. And there's another thing I hate. You got to have to take them 16 30s off your car cap and put some 10 times down. What the fuck is this? Cars don't win no race. They got the motherfucker like I told them the last time I talked to y'all. They got street radios running 6.0s, 6.9s and shit. What the car got to do with you racing the car? If I feel like I can beat you and you get out of pro spot, I'm going to try you if I feel like I can beat you. Fuck, I'm going to tell you to put the bicycle tires on. You know what I'm talking about, man, please. All this shit is just making motherfuckers want to chill out. Because
everybody's
scared of the drag race.
Hey,
because of 28 cents.
Hey,
you know what I'm
saying?
People need to grow up.
That's right. Hey, Smooth, your mic open.
Hey, Julius.
Hey, Crib, you need to learn when to
use the trans brake, man. You need to learn when to match the gas. Just hold the trans brake and match the gas, man. You ain't got to sit there.
Y'all never heard this to you. If you give a motherfucker the bus and you using a trash brake, how you gonna know when you're supposed to use it? Now that's how stupid you sound.
Don't
you? How you gonna know when?
No. Hold on, man. It's whatever y'all agree to. If y'all say y'all gotta wait on the green to come on, then you need to know as a driver. You need to learn how to drive your car, man. According to however you book.
I'm the baddest old motherfucker driver still running that car.
No, you ain't. You just the only person with one eye, one arm, and one leg driving. That's the only person you is, man.
You
ain't the greatest. You're just the greatest with one eye, one arm, and one leg.
Yeah, but that don't make no difference. You know what I'm talking about? But the thing is that you get in the way of the fuck I do to you. That's all. That's all. You know, and here the way,
and look,
brother, I'm all
right. Hey, but Crip, you are right about one thing. I'm going to tell you.
You nigga. Fucking with me. Y'all making me sick. Y'all just don't fuck with me like that. No, no, what I'm just saying.
Hey.
When you get on the chance,
hey, but look.
And you give him my fucking the bus.
But look,
like I say, I like to wait like this here. When I'm coming out, you can leave.
Say, y'all got two.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell y'all one good fact that y'all don't realize, and I think somebody did say it earlier. If you giving somebody the break, and all of us then sat up here on the starting line watching time runs, all day long. When one car red light and they got the system programmed on AutoStart or however, if they got the system programmed on AutoStart and it's set up for something, anything aside from eliminations, meaning a bracket race, a heads-up index race, meaning 650 class, 750 class, any of that, if one car red light, the wind light does not automatically jump on a time run. If y'all agree we gonna pre-stage, stage, and after the first yellow come on, it's three yellows on the tree. After the first amber come on, you free to go anytime. If I leave on the first yellow that come on, after I done pre-stage and stage, my red light is not gonna come on. My red light is going to come on, but your wind light is not automatically going to come on. So it's going to be whoever crosses the stripe first. As of right now, from all the voices I done heard, don't nobody know as much as me when it comes to this shit right here. You might know just as much, but from the voices I done heard and the names I done heard, I know I'm 100% right. Period.
I know I am too. I know just as much, and I said that.
There you go, Mug, you is the one, Mug. Because you be operating the other system that is twin to the Klondike system at the track. Yes, you
right,
are right.
They made by the same people. That Porter Tree. I will operate those. That's right.
Only way you can get red lighted is if the starter has the button in his hand and he can't red light you after you done already went green. He got to red light you before you went green.
Okay. Right. Hey, the Hulk,
there you
the
go.
Mic is open.
Damn, man, about fucking time, man. What the fuck?
Man,
I'm on a fucking minute phone, man.
Going back and forth.
You's not a factor in this conversation. Shut the fuck up and listen, okay?
You ain't nobody,
fuck you, man. Hey, man, cut that shit out, man. Hey, Tony. Hey, so I listened to Punk back in the day, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did he? Oh no, he on here. No, yeah, he on here. Lil Tony.
Chicken in the bag.
Let me open up this other mic. Hold on.
Yeah.
708-0093. Your mic open.
Yes, Vaz. What up?
What up, bro?
Shit, chilling.
Vazarino.
What's going on with y'all?
Man, same coupe just warmed up.
Man, I'm just sitting up here listening. I don't finish opening up the mics. I've been on here a whole hour trying to get on.
Man, and it's so many hands. I was trying to go down. I thought I found somebody.
Hey.
I saw a number that might lock Lil Tony, and it was a 901 number, but they hung up, or they didn't. They hung up. I was trying to hurry up and go down through there. Yeah.
This is, let me tell you a very recent story. A DP man is necessary, and a strong DP man should get paid out of the pot, whatever you agree. If it's 50, 100, whatever it is, he needs to get paid if he's a stand-up dude and going to tell the truth. I just come from down south and locked in with a boy. We locked in. I was trying to lock in 100 on 600 or better.
Mm-hmm.
The man sold me bet. He went to walk away. I said, ho, who we going to lock in with? He said, no, we can just, we got a bet. We going 600 or better. I said, no, we got to lock in with somebody. I just come from Mandrill race. I said, no, we got to lock in with somebody. I said, we going to lock in with Mandrill, Dog. Oh, I got another buddy down here that they know that live down there with them, but he my buddy too. I said, we can lock in with any one of them three. I found my buddy. He said, yeah, I know him. I said, bet. Here he is. I said, we locking in 100 on 600, head up on the pro tree. Dude said, yeah, that's right. That's cool. I get him my 100. Dude get ready to get him his 100. He say, no, let's just lock the whole thing in. I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just lock the whole thing in. So we locking in 600. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Dude get up here on the line. As he coming to the line, I get a couple more side bets. Dude get to the line, his nitrous ain't working. We in the pre-stage. He get in the pre-stage, his nitrous ain't working the way he wanted to. One of his men tell him, just drive off. He drives off down the track. We sit there,
both
stay,
bulbs is
pre-stage,
on.
Stage, and then go. The man come back and say, he don't owe nothing but 100. The DP man said, I said, you know what he locked into? He said, yeah, you asked him to lock in 100 on 600. He said, lock the whole thing up, and you agree. He said, man, I'm not going to let him cheat you. This is what the DP man telling me.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the man. The man say, I don't lose nothing. He's sitting here with pistol in his pocket. I'm in Georgia. What am I going to do? You dig? That's why you need a strong DP man. The man say, nah, man, you did lock up the whole thing with him. He said, man, I locked in 100 on 600. He said, man, but you did. He get to breaking up like a 38-4 with bad points. What I'm going to do? So because I had a 50% DP man, I got 100 after I got the login for the last 5 or 10 minutes. If I had a totally weak DP man, I wouldn't have got nothing. The man said, I'm going to still run you. I said, you got to pay up. You got to pay the lockup off first. And we can relock again if you want to. But you locked up the whole pot, period. So the side bets that I got, them don't count. Them go back. But the pot stayed up. So he was supposed to pay me the whole 600. But I could only go so far. And I had a DP man that told me in the door, I'm not going to let him cheat you. So he told me he knew that this nigga was not going to be on no stand, this guy was not going to be on no stand-up stuff and was going to be on the humbug. You dig? So
well,
I took
when
my
he told you that,
and found me
see,
somebody else.
Right, when he told
when
you that, and I wouldn't
have,
I would have,
you should
I
should
have left
it
alone.
Yeah.
You say what?
If
you say what?
If you're a crap motherfucker in the game, don't even want to race him. You're weak bitch.
But when you go all different places and you're doing different things, you don't know who is who or whatever. That's why you find you a neutral person to put that money up with,
right?
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
And like I told the man, he said, well, let's walk over here. The DP man said, well, let's walk over here so I can explain to him. I said, I don't need to walk over there with you while you explain. I need you to give me $1,200. And you explain to him why you gave me $1,200 because of what he said out his mouth. I don't need to go with you. I don't need to talk to him. I don't need to hear what he got to say. He don't need to hear what I got to say. You know, as a DP man, what the agreement was, what the stipulation was. You need to pay me $1,200, and if he got an issue, he needs to work that out with you.
Terrell, that's you with that background noise. I had to mute your mic because it's background noise, Terrell. Yeah, that's a good example, Smooth.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
This Voss.
Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. And the reason why you do got to have a strong BP, man, that's the same way with what happened in Detroit when I locked in with Brandon with their colors. It was the same situation when we locked in with Slouch. The same situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to
yeah.
have somebody strong, man. You got to, because
I don't want no DP
Sean
man holding my money.
Hey,
talking about y'all arguing too much. I'm going to just give both of y'all money back.
And it took for Lil Tony to call me. Hey, listen, and it took for Lil Tony to rectify the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I know for sure if you lock in at one of Lil Tony's events, you're going to get paid. My thing
yeah.
was, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I fucked on something that I locked in, but SVO got paid. Lil Tony paid him, and that's because he's gonna make sure you get paid. I bucked because I told them in the beginning, before all year, I wasn't gonna lock in with a class car, not knowing that he was a class car. So I bucked on it, but Lil Tony paid him. If you lock in at one of Lil Tone, he's gonna pay you. So he's gonna make sure you get paid. Matter of fact, he's gonna get each other money.
All right,
yeah, but a lot of time when these just different gentlemen are hosting events and they running around and try to make sure they got a quality event and doing this and doing that, you can't always find them dudes. You understand? You might can't always find Tony.
I'm just saying. I bet it's different. Them guys.
Well, I don't because I didn't do. I didn't experience it multiple times.
Well, I found
you got the people in the tower calling. You got the people at the gate. They over there cooking food. They running around. You in the staging lane. You done got somebody up against the fence. You can't. I'm not saying 100% of the time. I'm just saying sometimes, a lot of times, you can't always get the promoter. Some promoters will do it, and they don't have no problem with it. But they torn between five different tasks they trying to do while they hosting an event. So you trying to find another stand-up, respectable dude that know the rules of the game.
Let me tell you this. When you first come in Lil Tone's event, if you locked in on that show, he come to you and he get your money.
We might have just locked in while we was walking around the pits. Or Brokaw
right.
just having to be in stage lane and say, what you finna do with this? What you finna do?
That's what I'm saying.
I wanna try
that's
you.
What I'm saying. If you gonna go to somebody's show, you should lock in on the show. If you go to somebody's show and he got a radio show, you should lock in on his show. That
no,
way,
you don't should no, lock in nothing.
Oh,
it's
man,
cool if you do.
Man,
it's cool if you do. Ain't no you should nothing because it's people that show up that don't even come.
Right.
That don't even call in on no shows. It's
right.
people that
right.
show
right.
up that might
right.
that might
right.
hear the show but don't
that's
never.
That's
that listen, it's people that call in
that's
the shows and
what me and Brandon did. Me and Brandon did the same
that's
thing. We was in the pits and looking at each other's cars. Then he started talking. That's when we locked in. You know what I'm saying? Just we
all got
money. Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid.
The 100% of the point is not whether he got paid. Part of the point is what it took for him to get paid. And it took another person
to lock in
that race.
I mean,
to get paid.
Let me ask you something. Why do I have a problem if I
got
paid? I wouldn't have no problem. I mean, that's
no, really
right.
Hold on. Sometimes it's what you went through to get paid. And if you didn't go through certain steps, if you just would have stood down, you wouldn't have got paid nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You're not understanding the middle ground.
That
was
my
cut and dry all the time.
Listen, did Slouch buck on paying you?
Yeah, that's what he did. He bucked on paying me. Right then and there,
that's
what I'm saying. That's exactly what he did. He said up there, that boy say, Brandon said, man, ain't nobody taking none from me. He sounded like, well, I'm giving you your money back, and I'm going to give you your money back. But what's the name of just showed him on video the way he locked in?
Hey, Hey, Voss, hold on, y'all. I just want to ask a question when you said that. Now, if everybody's still open on the line, just say, for instance, in that same scenario, the DP man, that's his. That's what I'm talking about. That's his job. His job ain't to – how you going to give both parties their money back?
That's what I'm saying, because they don't want
my money there. But everybody was telling him already that he lost the lockup. Even the people at the track told him, man, this man been sitting on the line for 2 hours. I chased some people around the pit for 2 hours telling them to get to the line. They supposed to have been after the last four cars went down, we supposed to have been raced. I chased some people over the track the whole night, bro. Me and dude, I went over there to their trailer. Oh, man, we got bigger stuff to worry about. We doing. I said, bro, y'all going to lose y'all lockup money. We ain't losing nothing. This, that, da, da, da. I said, okay. I went right to the front. Told the officials, you know what I'm saying? I went and told Slouch. I went and told somebody else that was over there. You know what I'm saying? They steady wanted to play games. When it was time for them to close the track, they closed the track. The officials like, man, they got to pay you your lockup money. You know, did he get up there? Oh, man, I ain't paying nothing. Ain't nobody taking nothing from me. Da-da-da-da, this, that, woo. We pull him off to the side. Me, him, and Slouch go off to the side. Then he turn around like, ain't nobody taking nothing from me. Woo, give me my money. Give me my money. Slouch, take your money.
Do y'all think everybody with a race car is a racer or a player? It's a lot of hoolers and thugs and goons and things that got race cars, man, and they trying to just do something because they seeing what we do. They say, oh, he got the money, and they betting, and they having fun, and it looks glorious.
He goes straight
but you're not allowed to rule.
I'm just saying, he goes straight on a humbug with me, like, you know what I'm saying, like I did something wrong when everybody telling him that he lost the lockup money, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you in the wrong backyard, you ain't in your backyard, and I did that, that. I'm somebody going to a whole race, and I was like, huh, well, here go your 500, here's your 500, and that's just, no, ain't no giving up
well,
no 500, man, you don't give up money away.
All I can say, I never seen
Lil
Tony do
the
wrong thing.
Well, no, the bottom line of that is.
We're not talking about him. We talk about what goes on no matter what state or city you in.
Yeah,
I just come from Georgia, man. It ain't but me and one other person, man.
Right.
You understand me? I'm sitting up here like these dudes that's sitting here walking around the track with knives in their pocket and stuff, man. I can only argue so much.
Right. Oh, no. I'm not saying it's your fault.
And they know they wrong. They know they wrong. That's why they swelling their chest up.
Right.
See, he swelling his chest up so fast, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't know what he was, like, oh, man, ain't nobody taking nothing from me, da-da-da, this, that, room. You in the wrong backyard. You ain't in your backyard, and da-da-da, this, that. I said, man, fam, it ain't even like that, but you really going there with the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm
really
saying
that.
Hey,
Smooth, Vaz, you know what it goes back to? It goes back to the beginning, knowing who you racing, and when you do pick a DP, man, you need somebody that got some soul, that got some integrity, that they going to stand on whatever the final decision is.
And guess what? Sometimes you can have some good insight on the person's soul and integrity. But when you a fair distance away from home, everybody ain't like we might be around here when some guys come from out of town. When some guys come from out of town and we dealing with them guys from out of town and our guys from here and they racing one another, and one of our guys get caught in the trick bag or mess up or whatever, and we say, you know what?
It ain't no hometown.
I know you from the hometown.
No,
I know you from the hometown, but you lose. You lose down.
Right.
Lose
ain't
down,
no
down,
home
down,
you know.
Whatever, whatever. We not doing that, but they not. We doing that, but they not doing that every place you go.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I call myself
they
locking
not
in
doing
with
that.
The man who invented was. You know what I'm saying? That's why I picked Slouch. I said, Slouch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Huh? We gonna lock in with Slouch. So I'm
thinking
it's his event.
You,
I'm locking in with him.
And you know what?
I picked one of the most reputable amongst three guys. The it was either Mandrell who hosting the event. It's either Dog who emceeing the event, and then it's the another guy that they both know, and everybody at the track know. You understand me? I'm not going to let him cheat you. He went to a Caucasian man that be at the track racing for money. He told him the story. He said, hey, man, you owe Smooth. Did your name
That's
Smooth?
Right.
He said, yeah. He said, you owe Smooth $12. This is what the country man said. You owe Smooth $12. He said, okay,
right.
I just want to make sure I'm saying the right thing when I go tell dude that he was locked in with. So then he go to dude on a humbug. He said, okay, don't worry about it. I'll be right back. Me and him go to Willie Dog. Willie Dog say, hey, if it's like you just explained it, you owe this man $12. Then he said,
right.
No, he said, you owe this man $1,200. He said, but you the DP man, you got to make that call. I said, you already made the call, man, because you said you wasn't going to let the man cheat me, man.
That's right.
I said, I don't know if you going to break up because you live down here with them, but you've been fooling with me for 7, 8, 9, 10 years all at different other type of races, NHRA races and all that type of stuff, but I don't know what you're going to do, but you need to pay me and go explain to dude. He didn't want to do that.
Right.
He started changing his story
right.
as he was going along to different
people. He folded then. He folded.
Yeah. He got up against the two-step, Junior. He got up against the two-step, Junior. I said, okay,
yeah,
you got to live down here.
I
guess
so.
All right.
That ain't cool.
Sometimes you got to fold, man. You got to go home to his wife and kids, motherfucker.
I understand that, but you
don't want to get
shit
up there. What do you mean, man?
If he felt that he was going to fold, he should have never put himself in that position. He should have never put himself in that position then.
That's why in certain races, even right here at home, certain races, even here at home, when they say, hey, we can lock in with him. Hey, man, nothing against you. I like you. Me and you cool. We eat hot dogs and hamburgers together. But we can't lock in money with you because I know if it's just me and my buddy, or me by myself, and dude I'm racing, got five dudes with him, and three of them is big, burly niggas, or guys, and they want to run up on you, what you going to do? Hey, man,
you're right.
I'm going to get into it with y'all, man. I'm just going to, hey, look, I'm going to just give both of y'all money back. Hey, man, come on now.
Hey, I guarantee you, damn near everybody on this phone and got mad at me. Goddamn.
Hey, 708-1783,
your mic is open.
708-1783.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What's up?
What's up, this Big Ray? What's up, Ray? Ray Goose. Ray Goose. Yes. Shady Grady, man. Shady Grady.
Hold on, Ray. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Big Sham? What's happening, guys? It's actually just sitting there listening to all this up and down. It's about this locking and stuff. Actually, I think some of everybody saying somewhat right. Crip, I think, had a little better than the rest of them. It's this newfound generation that's racing. It's really caused a lot of problems. But, it's hard to ask a guy to hold your money and get into a humbug with someone that he probably don't even know about your money. That's what brings about giving you your money back, getting his money back. That's hard to do. It's going to take someone like, say, of myself that don't give a damn, or someone like a skinhead that can tell a motherfucker to just go and get his ass and pay this money off because you lost it. You don't have too many of them guys out there like that. And don't give a damn what size a man is. You say, hey, if he fuck up, I'm going to give it to you. You lost this money, I'm going to pay it off. But you don't have too many guys out like that. You know, that's the problem with my girl.
Okay, well, man, I appreciate that. I'm about to open these mics up. Anybody want to lock in for June 7th or any time before that or July 26th? This is the time for you to do it. If you're looking for somebody, everybody, mic is open. 773-2199, your mic is open.
I bet no fool
would say
it. 2199, your mic is open. Hootie,
what's going on,
Hootie?
What's going on, man?
Man, slow motion, baby.
Hey, look, I'm going to say one thing. It's 2014. But there's too much trickery going on.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole
thing. Hey,
well,
Hootie, with me and you say it don't be no trickery.
Oh, no. son. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Hey, you got the Quincy boys on here with a lot of trickery. You got to have a DP man for them. They want to leave. They want to leave on the yellow and all that stuff. So, yeah, just need it.
You got a chassis truck?
No, man.
No, I thought you got
a chassis truck. No, man. I got an L250.
Oh. How
about it? Want some trouble? You got a tow vehicle? You got a tow vehicle. You want some trouble?
Julio, I thought you had a race car, man.
I got an L250. You want some trouble, Kimo.
Ooh, wait. Hey, Hootie, this move. Is the Mustang ready, baby?
No, man. Hell no. I'm broke, man. I can't get that motherfucker together.
Hey,
shit,
man. Hey, say, sir. I'm not talking about your financial situation. You could be broke with a car ready to tear somebody's ass up. I just said it's a car ready,
no.
sir.
No,
all
sir.
All right.
Not
well,
ready
don't
yet.
Worry about
you
it. Okay, don't worry about it. You know how me and you do. We don't get into all that extra other unnecessary powerball. I leave you alone.
Yes,
you know, me and you, we'll meet up in a few. You know, it's okay.
Yes, sir.
773-6228. The mic is open. 6228. 6228. One more time. All right. 708-0135. Your mic is open. 708-0135. All right. 414. That's close, I think. And that's Terrell.
You're
back open.
I'm going to go on mute right quick,
Sam.
I'm
going to
go on mute.
Okay. Terrell, you're back open.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to lock in on the radio.
Come on with it.
Big Sham.
Yeah.
Preacher boy want to lock in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Preacher boy just said his car ain't ready, man.
Car ain't ready, Terrell.
That car?
Hey,
Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut you in, Shannon. You get somebody lock in with me on the phone tonight, I'm going to cut you in on $10.
Okay. Hold on, Terrell. Who is that calling my name? Who is that?
Hey, Big Sham, is little Tony still on the phone?
Yes, he is.
I'm going to cut you $10 to not even entertain that foolishness.
Little Tony.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Tone.
Yeah.
Hey, Tone. Yeah. Hey, I want to make sure you still on the phone. I'm finna try to do a lock in for your race. I want you to listen to my gamble. Hey, Vaz.
Right.
Is Vaz still on the phone?
Somebody sleep on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Man.
What you want, Vaz? That's Quincy boy.
I'm finna tell you my gamble. I'm gonna tell you my gamble.
I'm fine like that. That's Anika. What you want?
I said I'm going to tell you my gamble. I want to see if you agree. Are you ready?
I'm stupid, but go ahead.
G-body, conventional head on 29s, head up to the ace. No W's, no Willy Bobs. Do you agree to that?
What, man?
Conventional head, big block, G-body, on the motor, to the eighth, head up, 29s, no W's, no Willy Boss.
What I'm locked in with?
Against what?
For a little Tony race. I'm trying to lock your car in, not nobody else's car. It is my regal. And you said they're in car. You know, man, you know what cars we talking about, man.
You got to make sure because you be trying to pull
Regal and Day Day Malibu.
And how you, you said run what now?
Big box, conventional head, no W's, 29s on the motor, to the eighth, head up, no willy bars. Very simple.
No, listen now. I'm listening to him, Bob. Now, you know that ain't running to no eighth. You know you're running off the back day. What would you like running to the eighth? When we start running to the eighth? That's number one. That's for number one, running to the eighth, and number two.
What's number two then? Because I'm going to go out the back door. Fuck it. What's number two then?
No willy bars. I don't know. You might do need willy bars. I don't know. We ain't even have the Kyle, so how we going to lock you in with that?
You had been picking on me the last couple of weeks, and I just said, fuck it, I'm going to give in.
Man, I told you how we was going to run you with that car. And they know you trying to put sticks on the car.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? How the car supposed to look and all that. Come on, all right.
First off, I'm supposed to let you have a fiberglass car with a Chief and Willy Bob.
No, you got to tell the whole world what our car is. You did do that. Your car cut up too. I bet you they weigh about the same.
I didn't say nothing about cutting nothing. I just said I'm not going to let
your car
crash in a fiberglass car with no Willy Bob and run my regular car.
Come on. Your car not regular though,
Ty.
I ain't saying nothing about how your car is.
I can't tell. I bet you that motherfucker all steel.
Hey, I don't know what your car is. I don't care what your car is. It ain't like you ain't raced that same car before. You raced the same car before.
Right.
Now you want
small,
to tip our car out.
And you had a small block in it when I raced your fiberglass
car. Okay.
Now
I'm
not
going to
let
you
have a cheese and race your fiberglass.
Hey, you know what, Ty? We don't even want to race you. You know what? I'm gonna put it like that. You race everybody else. We're gonna cut you off. We don't even. I'm gonna do you the same way we did. And this is. I'm gonna do you the same way we did Chicken Man. We don't even want to race you. Now we gonna put it to you just like that.
No,
that's
no
just gonna keep all the hostility down between you. I don't like that, man. Carry on with your show. You talk about somebody's car, but you don't worry about your car. Come on, man. You're right. We don't even have nothing else to talk about.
You just said you don't want to race me.
Okay, can I ask a question? Everybody on this line, if you know somebody, if you know somebody that will lock in a small block with nitrous, that's stock suspension. Is that it? Nitrous, stock suspension, small block. Can anybody lock that in tonight?
Hey, Sam, I had a question posed to me the other day.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you finish.
Hold it, smooth. Anybody that will lock Terrell in tonight, so I get my $10 from Terrell because I'm not turning nothing down but my collar. Anybody that locks Terrell in tonight.
What Terrell got? What Terrell got?
What you got, Terrell?
Man, Terrell got the motherfucker.
Keep on the fuck out, man. I keep repeating myself to him, man. Oh, shit. Well, let's lock in for a little Tony race. You got $10. We're talking about locking on Sham race. When is Sham race? I don't know if I'm going to make all the changes.
Here you go, Pump Fake. He sound like Biz. Here you go.
June 7th is my race. Me and Leroy's race is June the 7th at No Limit Raceway. Little Tony race is July the 26th.
We're locking him. I have no problem with locking me in that Little Tony race. I want to unlock him in, and I got Cal, Steve Cal locked in for Little Tony's race. I know for sure I'm going to be at Little Tony's race. So,
well, I'm locking in only for June 7th, for sure.
My bad. Sorry about asking. Sorry about that.
Go on mute, Kimo.
Get you.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Carry on, fellas. Carry on.
Girl.
Oh, I had a question.
Uh-huh.
The guy asked me this week. He said, Russ,
hey, who is that snoring on the mic, man? Somebody sleep on the motherfucker.
Preacher boy. Somebody asked
me. Man.
Why wasn't Russ one of the Blues boys running on the motor?
I was gonna say that they fat
did
a motherfucker whoever snored.
Why wasn't who?
Freeload. Oh, they got that fat neck. They can't get no CDL. They got the fat neck.
Is that it?
They can't get
no
CDL.
That's
all
right, big sex. Let's keep it.
Measuring around their neck. They got
Smitty.
The fat neck.
Did I get it?
No.
Yeah. Do y'all hear it?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, it's still gone.
Hey,
it's gone.
That's X. I just muted his mic. I just muted his mic. I muted it. Go ahead, Gerald. What you say? What was the question, Gerald?
No, a guy posed to me. He said, I just wonder why Dancer, the Buick boy, and Ruff ain't ran head up on the motor. I said, I have no clue, sir. I don't know. I just bet on when they pull up in the water box. I just pick one and go with it. I don't know.
Well,
but that was a
what,
good question.
About,
that was
you talking about
to
my
me.
Brother Ruff, the Cutlass?
Yeah, the 78 Cutlass.
Yeah, 79.
I stand to be corrected, sir. Sherman.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Sherman.
Yeah, I never.
A guy posed a question to me. And I'm not, you know, I ain't got to lie. I don't got to bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not taking no sides or nothing. I'm just putting it out here because I advocate for your show. I call in on your show. Sometimes I don't even say nothing, but I support you. I don't call in on no other shows in America ever in life, and I'm not going to do it after your show ends. But it was posed to me. They said, Dancer like to run on the motor with his Buick. Ruff like to run, but they didn't say Ruff. They said Sherman. Sherman like to run on the motor with his Cutlass. Why that ain't never happened? I said, I don't know. Why the fuck you asking me? I said, but that is a good question. Maybe I'll pose it on the show.
Well,
I said, they maybe
both,
ain't never even talked about it. They never, man,
you,
never
hold
even
it.
Met at the
Wait
same
a minute,
time.
Fool. Who said you'll be both?
Yes,
who said that? You'll be who else?
I see it.
Oh,
I'll
you ain't
both
talking
of
about that. Okay. Well, back to you,
Girl. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that, sir.
I never was approached. I don't know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Ruff is on the line. Yeah, he on the line. I never was approached by him. So that's
and
probably
that was
why
one
it
of
never
my
happened.
Response. I said maybe they ain't never even talked about it. I said Sherman is the type. He's to me, in my opinion, he's not an aggressor, but he will possibly defend himself.
With no question.
You know what I'm saying? If you, that's,
if
see
you
what
say
I'm saying?
Something to him.
See, how we ain't, see why I ain't called you no bitches and hoes and this. See what I'm saying? It's simple. I just said, I don't think he's an aggressor. You know, he will race, and some people around him might conjure up a race, and he'll do it or whatever. But maybe it ain't been posed to him. Maybe that's why it ain't never happened. They said, I said, why don't you pose it? Then they went to breaking up like at that 8-4 with points. They didn't want to talk about it no more. So I brought it up on the show.
Okay, well, yeah, that's more than
so
likely. That's,
I'm just
that's,
letting you know
that would be a good race, though.
What you guys might could be doing.
Right, well, we ain't running on the motor no more.
Damn.
So
damn, you say you ain't running on the motor no more?
Nope.
Why?
No.
I couldn't pull nobody on me with when we was racing on the motor. Everybody told me to get some. Everybody told me to get some.
Sham, the other day I heard something. I heard that
Wait a minute.
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
GQ Racing. I'm the only one to talk like
this. You sound like GQ.
GQ Racing.
Hey,
you
don't know a nigga when he have a scarf around his neck? Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Nigga, I got one on right now and I'm cooking.
Man, man.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead on Gucci.
Come
on, with
GQ Racing. What? Now, what is? I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said the other day I heard y'all had, you know, kind of said something slick about running my Mustang on the motor.
Mm-hmm. Who said something slick? Somebody who said something slick?
Sherman said something to Jerome about running my Mustang on the motor.
No, Jerome probably said something. But Russ, can you is he on this line? Let me look see if he's on here.
Ooh,
Russ, you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Man, is the NBA still in existence? You know he there.
I'm going through the lines. I can't see.
He said he is.
Get him.
Hello?
Sherman.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Oh, go ahead.
Al.
What's
check
up?
This out. Since y'all want to run me so bad, this is my race. I'm going to run y'all head up, motor to motor, off the trailer, out the back door, or I will run y'all spray to spray to the eighth mile off the trailer. Pro tree.
Okay. I'm not running for the eighth. My car not set up for the eighth. I run out the back door.
Yeah. Well, okay. Your car is I'm gonna say this. Your Mustang is lighter than that Cutlass. Let's start there.
Hey, man, at my house.
He said,
know what my car is.
Sherman gave him two races.
Run what I got.
Okay, well,
them was two
that's
good
what we
races.
Got.
Sherman gave
got,
him two races.
Those are the two races that you
out
can pick from.
Out the back going to the eighth.
I mean, I only
he
can hear y'all
want
one at a time, man. You know, y'all talking in shorthand right now. I only hear y'all one at a time. Now, I'm going to run you motor to motor, out the back door. We're going to get this shit on out the way. We ain't going to keep on talking about it. I'm going to go ahead and put you over there.
Pro Street off
right.
The trailer.
Off the trailer. That's what we're going to do. Motor to motor. Head up, pro tree. All right, that's done.
Yeah.
All right,
but
now.
I want the winner. I need a DP man on these two gentlemen.
You don't
I want
need
the winner.
That. You don't need that. You don't need no BP man for me. If your light come
I
up, you won. That's it, that's all.
The winner got to race me.
I ain't going to argue about no money, not racing. Now, you have me go do something for you. You don't pay. Then I'll be arguing about that. But as far as a race, your life, come on, you won. Ain't nothing to talk about. What
like
they do
that
at?
I love you for that, Daddy.
I like
what
that.
What they do that at?
I like that.
You know?
Hey,
I like
hey,
that.
Hey, GQ.
You know?
GQ.
Hey,
what's
hey,
up?
We've been knowing each other.
I love
too
you
long,
for that.
Man. Oh, man.
That's
GQ,
real.
I love you for that.
You
hey,
know?
GQ.
So,
sling your scarf
yeah.
to the back, baby, and keep on stepping. Baby.
Man, I got it on right now. I'm cooking, man.
Hey.
Well, that's just how I do, man.
I'm you bad,
like
baby.
It.
What? How much is this rate going to be for? And when is
did
it going to be?
You
said,
put a scarf on. What you say, sir?
I said, how much is this going to be for, and when is this taking place?
We could do this at your race. I missed your last race, so, you know, the star wasn't in the house, so I got to come this time, you know. So we could do it at your race.
Okay. What? How much are we doing this for?
How much you want to do it for? 200 on 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Well, Beth.
That's cool. Okay. Okay.
I'm writing that down. Okay.
I agree with that.
All right.
Write that down.
Okay.
That's
good one, yeah. Ruh, out the back door.
That's why I buy his hair came by that.
Motor to motor.
You know what I'm saying?
Motor to motor. I ain't got time to keep on playing with y'all. Y'all gonna quit talking.
200 on 1,000 better.
I'm quit talking about GQ racing. I ain't got time for this no more.
Okay,
y'all
June 7th.
You're like a cowboy.
You did it right. Hold on.
Hey,
off the trailer, pro tree.
Off the trailer. Yeah. Off the trailer.
Off the trailer, pro tree.
Off the trailer, pro tree.
Big Sam, I thought y'all just said y'all wasn't running on motor no more.
Well, we got.
Hey man, how you gonna fuck with a person's crew when they can accommodate different things, man?
Ty, what you want to do?
These guys are smart, man. They know how to move their shit around.
I want to run y'all on the motor.
Well, lock your ass in for the same day, Todd.
My phone
yeah,
be.
Who you talking to?
I'm trying. I would like to do that.
Todd,
no.
Which one you want to run on the motor? The Cutlass or the Mustang?
I'll run either one of them on the motor.
Oh, I'm going to step back then.
Yeah.
Damn.
You give a fuck about neither one of them.
I like your gangster, baby.
Like boy, that nigga Todd, like know he get on the phone talking real jazzy, boy.
Well, lock his sweet ass
in. Call my bluff. Right.
He talking
call
real
my bluff.
But you know what I'm going to do, though? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and take Boz's take on you. I ain't even racing you. So next customer.
Boy, you motherfucker.
Wow, nigga. I ain't even fucking with you. So
yeah.
Next, who else want to try to do something?
Hey,
on
Al, why you fucking with me?
Don't worry about it, Al.
Huh?
Hey, GQ, how's you and Todd locked in? How we locked
in? How you and Todd locked in?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really even know. AJ booked the race. I don't even care. You don't let my son
I tell you, I tell you, Steve, head up, spray to spray out the back door. Head up, spray to spray out the back door.
What is my thing?
At 131. Yes.
What day is this?
Little Tony race.
Oh, okay. Todd, he gonna beat the fuck out of me.
I'm gonna have to write that down in my book.
Write that down.
That's GQ and Ty.
Uh-huh.
And Lil' Tony race.
Uh-huh.
And how y'all boys running spray to spray?
Spray for spray.
Out the back door?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ty said.
And what y'all lock in?
On a motor.
I think we locked in 3 on 15.
Yeah, three?
No, you got it. There ain't no thinking.
I know that. It might have been 3 on 25.
Hold on, man. You don't let a teenager buffalo you? A teenager?
No. I just know what I lock in. I don't lock in fives. I lock in threes. So I know it was.
So you tried to lock me in for five on 3,000 or better. So how you don't lock in five?
With you. That was to you.
Oh, now because
No.
But you just said
that
you don't
was
lock
to you
because
I was going to make some changes.
Hey, that's
so
why I'm
going
to stay away
make
from
you. Pay for it.
That's why you weren't going to make me pay shit. You ain't gonna make me
if
say
you
shit.
Race,
you gonna make me go out. That's gonna make me
if
do.
You gonna
make me go out.
You said you wasn't gonna race me. Why are you even talking, man?
Let's be gentlemen, guys.
Well, hurry
hey,
up, man. Bake it. Hope
hey,
that motherfucker
hold on. Hey, Ty and Al, what y'all head up,
spray to spray, out the back door. How much is it for?
It's it's three on whatever you want it to be on.
Three on $2,500. I'm not going to play with you.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'm okay, $300. I'm sick of you.
You said $2,500 or better.
Yes. I'm right with you. Three on $2,500 or better.
Okay, that's what it is. Locked in. I got it on the paper.
For a month.
Okay.
Man, please. I ain't worried about you.
Hey,
anybody else?
GQ going to fuck you up, Todd.
Good, man. Bet where you think your money can double.
I'm definitely betting with him.
That's what you say right now.
Hello.
I'm saying it again now.
Somebody, excuse me. I just
got to say the same thing when I bring my car out, you dumb motherfucker.
Somebody's calling out the Buick boys. Hello? Somebody's calling out the Buick boys. They said, can they get back on the line?
The Buick boys?
Yes.
They looking for who?
The Buick boys. That's
oh, no, I ain't looking for the
Buick.
That motherfuckers ain't getting back on.
Somebody just said, I'm calling out the Buick boys. Can you get them on the line, please? That's what the text say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. That ain't going to happen.
All right.
Hey,
I'm just relaying the message.
Is Chucky on the line?
Huh?
Is Chucky on the line?
Let's see. No, I don't see Chuck on the line.
All right, that's your boy and shit. Tell him I'm going to take the break from him.
Wait a minute. Oh, here you go. Speak of the devil. Your mic is open.
What'd you say?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Chuck, Eastside String. What's happening?
Chuck, I'm going to take the break from the back door. Mr. GG, I'm going to take the break from you out the...
Same day you going to raise Sherman? I like that.
Yeah, I'm having enough fuel.
Okay. When I get heating ahead of us, I'll call back in close to the show, and I'll lock your ass in.
You don't got to do that. You got my direct number. And if I'm not there,
do,
you'll
sir.
Get my secretary. Just leave a message.
I will leave a message with Jerome. I will do that.
You already know.
Yeah, who? Yeah. You going to leave a message with who?
Your secretary needs to shave. Jerome.
Yeah.
Hey, shout it. This is the school teacher cracking jokes, baby.
Yay. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Wait a minute. Who is this?
All right, that's
608-6447. Your mic is open. 6447. Your mic is open.
Audit. This ain't nobody but Cal City. I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay. What's up, Cal?
I queued in a long time ago to find out who was snoring on the phone.
Oh, that was X. That was X. 773-7115. Your mic is open.
He must be the real X.
Hey y'all, hold on. The Buick boys calling. Hold on.
7115, your mic is open.
Hey, what happened, Sham? I'm this kid. I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay, kid. Hold on. 773.
Hey,
bro,
kid, what's up, baby?
I got the Buick boys on the phone,
hey,
man.
Really
it's
they don't.
Let me say this here.
We never hard to find. Every Sunday last year, we was at the track. Anybody that wanted to run could run. And guess what? We're going to do the same thing this year. All of you looking for us, if you show up at either one of these tracks Sunday, we'll be at 41 or Union Grove on a Sunday when the weather is 65, 70 degrees or better. You don't have to look for us over the phone. Look for us at the track where you do racing at. You do talking over the phone. So whoever that was with the text, say they want to get out. Mouse, they got Mouse number. Mouse got my number. We at the track, man. All the talking is over with.
Dazzler.
Hey, Dazzler, don't hang up the phone.
Dazzler.
I say my battery went dead. What am I hanging up for? I'm not a jaw jacket.
No,
I'm for race.
Hey, Dazzler.
Yes,
I take that I-Rock and run that gray Regal head up, and I take a car in the break with that I-Rock in your motherfucking car.
right?
Okay, that's how you're going to get
first,
it.
Your first dry day, 60 days or better.
That's exactly how you're going to get the car in the break. You're going to take it. But the Grey Regal,
yeah,
you're going to run
you
your
don't
head
want no trouble.
We don't even have to talk
you
about it.
You don't want no trouble.
We don't even have to talk
hey,
about
man,
you.
I didn't ask you. Hold on, sir. Sir, gentlemen, as a player, I ain't ask you nothing. I'm going to take a car in the break with the little old IROC from your car, and I run that Grey Regal head up. And if you fuck around,
sir,
I take a car in the break.
Sir.
I take a car in the break from that black motherfucking GS.
Sir,
too.
Sir, sir. You got the head up run with the Grey car. End of discussion. You like
can
that?
We lock in tonight
okay,
with Sean?
And whoever, no, I don't lock
no,
in.
No, see,
feel cold
a person,
out
hold on,
we're
hold on,
be
a
in
person like
you.
You
know we're going to be at the
hold
track.
Hold on, a person
listen,
like you.
We know, we don't.
No,
we do, we do
like
not
you,
go to the track
I respect
and not
you.
Drag race.
I know you are, no, I respect a person like you, and I know you're a strong player. So I'm not worried about it. I can lock in over the phone with you to run the Grey Buick, Dr. Finches, look tight. I run the Buick with the Grey Buick Regal with the IROC, head up, and we can lock in over the phone with Lil Mouse.
Can we consider it done?
300 on the 1,000
listen,
or better.
When the when the track opens up smooth, that's a done deal. Right now, we're talking about racing.
We can just do it Sunday.
We're talking about racing.
No,
listen, when
no,
you guys were at the track that day
mean,
and we were there,
right
we
now.
Ran you. And whoever that was with the Tex Ground and Pound, I had a discussion with them. Now they want to send Texas. They know my number.
It wasn't Ground and Pound.
They
it
in
wasn't
the
Ground and Pound.
They in the bushes.
That wasn't Ground and Pound, Dan.
Why are you talking about Ground and Pound?
Oh, wait. Let me tell you what they name. Ground
and
Pound.
You got my verbal voice on the phone. Is you scared of me?
Ground and Poop.
Now, fuck G&P. Deal with Smooth.
Smooth, that's you. You good
take
already, Smooth?
From
that's
you.
A done deal. Listen,
huh?
Smooth. I told you 3 minutes ago, the Grey Regal and the Camaro is a done deal. End of discussion.
But how soon
we
can
we be at the track,
sir?
Man? We're gonna be at the track.
No,
and whoever that was,
no
texting you, Sam.
Sam. The cars
yep.
up.
Whoever texting you,
I don't want to be there a long time.
They got somebody number that can contact me, man. We can get about our business. We ain't got to talk about it. That's when the track open. Right now, all we doing is talking. When the track open up,
track
we don't want to wait
right
to
now.
June 7th, May 16th. No, no, I said no, 70
I
want, degrees,
I want,
man. Y'all ain't making no power, man. You guys
I
ain't making no power.
I
want
to have fornication.
We don't be slipping and sliding all over the track. Is it going to be 70 degrees this Sunday?
This Sunday. If you going to slip and slide,
okay,
I'm going to slip and slide.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Well, I don't want to see you want to do some dumb shit, Smooth.
No, I don't want to do no dumb shit. I seen the dumb shit, and I paid my money off. I seen the dumb
shit.
Well,
all right, guys, this is what I don't want to do. I want to race. Y'all want to talk about it. Let's cut the bullshit.
Uh-oh.
I'll make you one promise.
Well, let's race Sunday. Let's race Sunday.
Sham, Shamu, and all the rest of them. Todd, talking about the Buick boys ain't going to do nothing. We'll beat his ass, too. The first warm day at 41, line all four of them punks up, and I'm going to show them what it looked like on muscle.
Deep.
They don't want
to. But he don't want to talk to Smooth. He don't want to talk to Smooth.
Yeah. Smooth, I just told you. You
Smooth,
get the same action, man.
Smooth, why don't you leave him alone? He don't want to talk to you. Leave him alone, Smooth.
You
in the
11:23.
You might be open.
They've been talking all year on the phone about racing, and we on balls, and we gonna show them they ain't got none. Oh, cash freedom. Now I'm on the phone. They talking about he's scared. He on the phone and this, that, and the other. I'm here.
You have a call.
Hey, dancer. Hey, dancer.
Catalina.
Do I still got to wait to lock you in, too?
Who are you? You ain't nothing, man. You garbage juice.
Lock in with
us. Right.
What? It's still snowing out there tonight. And you talking about locking in. Man, listen. Listen. There you go. All right. Y'all have a good evening. You're exactly right. Because when the weather breaks, all this talking y'all doing, it's going to be a lot of them lockups paid off. Because you niggas scared.
Get off the phone.
Then
you
have
some free money.
Then you have some free money.
Y'all make a hang up. That's why I chose Smooth. Be quiet. Smooth, you wasting your time.
Right, I love Dancer. I love his
Smooth
style, baby.
Uh-oh. Smooth want to keep talking to the man. The man already said it's a done deal. Leave him alone, baby.
Hey. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be like a referee. I'm going to call it like I see it. You show right. You show right, Daddy. You right, baby.
Hey, I'm got a few more, a couple minutes left. I just want to thank everybody for calling in. One more Thursday. Mark your calendars. June 7th, it's going to be a hell of an event. For all these street cars and streetable cars.
You're going to have to move
in and lock in and go.
May 7th.
July 26th is going to be another epic event. I'm looking forward to those two events coming up. Anybody else got something to say before I shut it down?
Yeah, I'm
just
going
to get to see him.
Huh?
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to say. So bless everybody. I'm out of here. This is Chris Junior. All right.
Everybody, go to clockoff.com. Make sure you go to clockoff.com and log in. This is Big Sham, and I'm about to sign out. I'll see y'all next Thursday.
Peace out, Sham.
Yeah.
Happy, you know.